you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
In our efforts to maintain the largest or number one audience for our advertisers, who depend on us to tell their messages to the largest possible number of persons, we make every effort to please most of the people most of the time. We will always make every effort to bring you the best radio it is possible for us to produce.
You liar!
F me, F me, F me! F me, F me, F me!
Generous slices of juicy beef.
The booty, the booty. Lisa May's got booty. The booty, the booty. Lisa May's got booty.
Well, now, hold on. Not every man likes a big beaver.
This is so exciting. I wish I cared.
I promise you, and this comes from years of experience, women are never right.
You're a doo-doo head.
Look, first of all, if I can speak in my own defense, all I did was tell a little joke. Second of all, women are not people. They are devices built by the Lord Jesus Christ for our entertainment.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And now,
if you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Our feature presentation.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you wonder why I take a sick day.
Hey, Lisa May.
Hey.
How was Cabo?
Cabo was great.
How was Vegas? Where'd you go? Vegas, Cabo?
Cabo.
Havasu
Cabo.
Was the theory yesterday.
Havasu, okay.
No, straight to Cabo. That's okay. My favorite place. Right. Yeah.
Lisa, I'm going to tell you something that's going to terrify you.
What?
So you, made up some BS. Oh, I got to call in sick. I know I'm going to be sick tomorrow. So at noon the day before, I'm going to call in sick. So we knew you were lying.
I had to get someone to replace me.
Yeah, sure. Right, because we knew you were lying. So then yesterday rolls around, the show starts, and Lightning's not here. And then he's still not here, and then he's still not here. So we all started a rumor and put it on the internet that you and Lightning had eloped. And we were convinced that that's why Lightning wasn't here, because wherever you were, like in Havasu or Vegas, he was with you.
Oh.
Wouldn't that have been the best?
Yes.
We had the secret affair.
They came back with wedding rings, and they were all happy and kissing each other all day. That'd be awesome.
High-fiving each other, running around lowering
trucks. High-five. If Lightning and Lisa May fell in love and were the new couple, Lightning leaves his wife and two small children, wouldn't that just be the best?
Yes, it would.
That's an interesting theory. I never thought of it.
Well, Lightning would have traded up tremendously, and we would have insisted that you get immediate mental health checkups, because there would have been some problem with you.
Yeah, well, clearly.
That's awesome.
I would have been off the deep end.
You know, I'm a little upset this morning. I got to be honest. I'm a little angry.
About what?
Well, you would think when something happens like Britney Spears divorcing K-Fed,
yeah.
That, I don't know, you know, at least one our listeners would send us an email on that. You know what I mean? They would notify us.
Because we are kind of invested in
sure,
the whole Brittany and Kevin thing.
Exactly. We've done a lot on that. And K-Fed, we've done a lot on him and his music and everything else. You just think that there'd be one thoughtful person out there that says, hey, Kevin, you might want to check out this story because look what's happening. I don't find out until this morning. No emails.
Hey, Kevin, first of all, they were coming in at a rate of about 3 or 4 a minute all day long yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was a lot of them.
And second of all, I don't know that we really depend on the tell news.
Oh, I do. That's the new I.
We get the news from the same places they get the news, so they don't really have to tell us the news.
No, I get the news from my email.
Bean gets the news before anybody.
That's my choice. Yeah. All of the news services run it by Bean before they post it.
Right, exactly.
Well, so, that's I don't know about that, but they did certainly think of us when they saw Brittany and Kevin's news. That's for sure.
I love that. It cracks me up that they would see something like that and go, Kevin and Bean are going to love this. That's really cool.
One of the angles that I love that I saw in a couple of different stories yesterday was that Brittany had made a surprise appearance on the David Letterman show 2 nights ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was talking about how fantastic she looked. Oh, my God. This woman just had a baby. Look at that body.
Yep.
She showed up, Lisa, in like a little black dress. And she just looked fantastic.
I saw it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. And people were saying that was the only reason she did it is so that Kevin Federline would hear about how great she looks as she divorced him. Hey, guess what you're missing? Guess what you're never going to see naked again? Look at me.
Interesting timing, to be sure.
Oh, my God. That's this is fantastic.
Awesome. And she was out ice skating in Central Park yesterday, Britney Spears, or roller skating, whatever they got out there.
Oh,
she was out skating, yeah.
No
just having
kidding.
The time of her life.
Woo-hoo!
Just living it up.
Yeah.
Which is, again, weird because you'd think now more than ever she'd be in hiding from the paparazzi because you know there's going to be a frenzy all over again for her. Yet it's almost like she's holding her head high and saying, I finally woke up.
Yeah, I think she's just celebrating the fact that she finally got rid of him. Lightning just typed up, he's now being called FedEx. See?
That's good.
X. I tried not to take my comedy from Lightning, but that looked like it was pretty good.
During the Showbiz Beat yesterday, we had this conversation where we said, we discussed, if she were to leave him, no one would blame her.
Right.
It's only a matter of time before she wakes up and, you know, and smells the cigarettes. She's just got to get out of there. So I guess we'll speak to the unhappy couple later today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, just after 6, we're going to talk to Federlisi and just find out how things are going.
Okay.
Because he must be heartbroken.
Yeah,
what's wrong
sure.
with her, by the way? What's wrong with her to have married him in the first place?
He must be wallet broken. I don't know. You know what, Bean? I really do think that she's kind of a backwoods hick kind of
she
a girl.
Is.
Kind of a just, she's naive, I think. You just get that idea. And so,
I do. I agree. But there are lots of guys who would be compatible with that, who would be, you know, good old hicks that aren't white trash dirtbags. You know, there are guys like that that she could marry that are, you know, decent guys and responsible guys, but still have that, you know, country down home charm that she's looking for.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe a guy who's not going to leave his, you know, his longtime girlfriend and a bunch of little kids that he's already spawned.
Right.
Maybe just that's a red flag from the beginning.
You know how there's the guys who have the unbelievable confidence that's totally disproportionate to their actual abilities?
Armenian comedian?
Right, in many ways. I'm sure when K-Fed and her hooked up originally, which was right around the time when she was at the height of her career, when she was one of the most popular and sought-after women in the world, she probably wasn't approached by that many guys.
That's probably true.
And he was one of those guys who just had that ridiculous level of confidence, and he was on tour with her and just kind of gave her the K-Fed game.
And didn't treat her like a queen, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's maybe. Probably true.
Well, I wonder, first of all, if K-Fed's still going to be writing his autobiography, which he's been promising. We thought the name of it should be White Beaters and Wife Beaters and Cigarettes, but maybe White Trash Dirtbag would be better.
That could be.
Well, he's got a good last chapter now.
if
he still writes it.
His book, according to him, regardless of the divorce, was going to be only about his life before Britney.
Well,
it was the tale of building a king.
Well, oh, dear God.
You know, we're not the kind of people that hope for bad things to happen to good people. But when they're bad people,
we're good.
That's good. It's all good.
Oh, you know, you could see this coming a million miles away.
Yeah.
They lasted through a second baby.
We had that conversation from the beginning is just that, you know, there's no possible way this is going to work. Yeah. How long is it going to take before she
divorced?
And I think she probably just wanted two babies and just said, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Right.
Thanks.
Maybe.
Bye now.
Did we have an office pool? I know we talked about it. Did we ever do one?
I don't remember.
I don't think so, but I'll check.
I remember a conversation where we were throwing out 18 months, you know, 9 months. We were throwing out I think the longest that he would have thought it was going to be was like 2 years, which I think is about what it ended up being.
We definitely did one, but Kevin kept the list, which means it's who knows where it is.
Backseat
of his
car.
Backseat party.
I keep good lists. I have the list of our Federline pool, which I can't wait
sales?
To find out how many albums he sold, because I got an email from a K-Rock listener that showed me that he was, I think it was 7,983rd on the Amazon list.
Okay.
7,000.
Wow.
We find out this afternoon from SoundScan how many copies he sold of his debut CD last week.
That's like four. That's like four CD sales.
Yeah, probably.
My God, that's fantastic. Also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to check in with Bob Dylan. He does his theme time radio hour, and we're going to check in with him today.
Okay.
It's one of our favorite things. I don't know if you've been following this story about the Reverend Ted Haggard, who was the guy that was the head of the Evangelical, what do you call it, Bean? Evangelical?
National Evangelical Association, I think.
And he was preaching against homosexuals his whole life and turned out to be, I don't know, gay.
Gay.
Well, he does have a wife and a bunch of kids. But it does appear that this guy says that they got together for gay sex and meth.
Yeah.
Now is he saying that finally or no?
Yeah, he says that they did meth and had sex. That's what the accuser says.
Right.
Ted Haggard still denies it. He denies that he had sex with him or that he used meth.
Ted Haggard, the leader of the Evangelical, said that he bought the meth. But then he thought better about it and threw it away.
Because he was curious.
Yeah.
Sure.
And also that he had this this gay hooker dude over, but just got a massage.
Uh-huh.
Just a massage. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody buys drugs and then throws them away. That's a good use of money. That's a reasonable explanation.
Does that ever happen one time?
No. Not once. People don't know how to lie. That's a problem.
I know.
To teach people how to lie. If you're going to lie, don't go for a lie that big. No one will buy it.
In or out.
Someone stole your drugs. At least go for that.
Right.
You should have learned from I didn't inhale. You should have learned how absurd it is to try to get that close to the line. Either you did it or you didn't do it. Make up your mind.
Also, I was watching The Dog Whisperer on whatever channel that's on.
National Geographic.
And this is the Cesar Millan who trains dogs.
I know. I watch it all the time.
You don't use any of the stuff he teaches?
This is what fascinates me. This is exactly what fascinates me, because I watched two episodes back to back, and he does about two or three pets per show. All six of them in the two shows. He gave the identical advice to these pet parents who couldn't figure out how to get their dog trained. Yep. It's always the exact same thing. And yet, yes. Lisa watches it all the time and can't have control of her dogs.
Here's how bad
it is. She can't do it.
One of the things that one of my dogs does is bark at dogs on TV. We actually had an episode about that, because there was a dog that did it. I have to chain my dog up so I can watch the dog whisper, because it's full of dogs. Or she'll run and bark at the TV.
Okay, what about this idea, though? And this, I'm just going to run this by you. If you don't want to do it, fine. When you saw the episode where he was talking about dogs barking at the TV, and he gave that person some advice on how to deal with it?
Do you think I didn't do it?
Yes, that's what I think.
I did it.
Not right.
How come it works on TV and it didn't work for you?
I don't know, because he's magical.
No, he's not.
No, I think he's magical.
Oh, Lisa.
I think that's what it is. I did they shush the dog out the door, right, into another room. And then the dog comes back and he shushes him out. Finally, the dog lays down. Not my dog. My dog never laid down. She just ran around me and went right back to the TV.
All right, well, puppy leg then. I guess that's what we're going to have to do. Also, Tabloid Fantasy League we're going to talk about today. This is a chance for you. I don't know if you play the fantasy football, fantasy baseball, fantasy basketball.
I don't play that, but I might play this.
This is with celebrities. You have a draft. You draft celebrities, and I guess you get points for certain things. We're going to find out exactly how that whole thing goes on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And if somebody had K-Fed and or Brittany, you know, how many points did they get today?
Exactly.
Or yesterday.
And does Brittany go up or down today as a result of the news?
Oh, way up.
What question is that?
Are you kidding?
I don't know. I don't know what they're, you know, if they go by scandal or tabloid headlines, I don't know what their criteria are that they use for deciding.
She had to have skyrocketed, because finally she did something smart.
Right.
I think
and
her
she
life
looks
is,
good now.
Yeah.
I think her life is definitely better. There's no question.
I do like that Bean's right that she has whipped herself into shape, and now she's going to lose that 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Exactly. And she's going to look hotter than ever before. Believe me, in 2007, she may go nude.
I certainly hope so. 5:44, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat.
Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Well, who could be more upset about this whole Britney Spears thing than Tom Cruise?
What?
No, it's just got to be driving him crazy. He's been building up all the hype about his wedding, look at me, look at me, look at me, for years now, building towards a crescendo, and in swoops Britney Spears just to swipe all the press away from him.
And Tom's talking about like a week and a half from now, right?
Yeah. And he was out at Mastro Steakhouse in Beverly Hills with a paparazzi, just beaming and showing and walking real slowly with Katie and showing off. He's just loving this parade of hype that he's built around himself in this wedding. And now in one fell swoop,
boom,
it's all just taken out from under him. He's got to be furious. I wouldn't surprise if he just murders Katie trying to get more press. Just trying to get some more headlines. Anyway, they have announced, at least according to insiders close to the couple, that the wedding will indeed go on next weekend. The Times of London says that it is going to be a Catholic wedding on November 17th, the Saturday.
Right.
And then a Scientology ceremony on Sunday, the next day. They're going to do both in Italy.
Now, Tom is divorced, though. He can still get married in the Catholic Church.
Aha!
And he has a baby out of wedlock.
Excellent question, Bean, leading me to my next point. Apparently, officials in the Vatican are pondering the question whether to allow the marriage to go on or not in Italy due to the fact that Tom has been twice divorced. So we still don't know exactly whether they will get sanctioned by the Catholic Church, because Katie really wants a Catholic wedding because she was raised Catholic.
Sure.
So we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, Tom will handle him an envelope. Here you go, Padre.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy some nice art for the church.
And the Pope will say, just a minute, I'm on the phone with Sumner Redstone. I'll be right back.
I'll bid him.
How long will Tom and Katie last? He managed to keep that Nicole thing together for 10 years. What do you think about this one?
I'd give him 10 years.
I got 10 years on this one.
Really?
That's the average shelf life of his marriage.
Oh, I'm so less on this one.
No.
Katie's already looking for a way out.
No.
Come on.
No.
She's got a newborn. That's going to keep her busy.
Look at her eyes. She's got that thousand-yard stare.
Glazed overlook.
Yeah, she's well and deep.
And what
is a
Scientology wedding? Do they crawl out of eggs or something? They come down in a spaceship? What do they do?
They put you in a giant eggshell.
Okay.
And then you have to roll around until you bump into the other egg. And then when you can break each other's shells, that is the sign of Xenu Union.
That's what I was thinking. Call it.
Not to get off on a Scientology tangent, but does Scientology have any holidays? Because otherwise, that's a BS religion.
I don't know.
Sure, there's...
What do they celebrate? I mean, do they have an equivalent for, you know, Christmas or anything like that?
Elronmas. Which is a very popular holiday for them. It takes place in the winter solstice.
I didn't
realize
that.
And they go into the woods and they beat drums and then they wait for the ship.
They have the 4th of Elrond.
That's right. That's a big one.
4th of Elrond, yeah, that's true.
Cinco de Rano.
Cinco de Hubbard. Cinco de Hubbard is a big one. Yeah, absolutely. Cinco de Rano. I know who else is pissed off about this whole Britney Spears breakup thing. Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that wipes her off, too.
Sure.
I took pictures of my dead son's funeral. No one's paying attention to me.
Gotta be pissed off. Last night was part 29 in the Entertainment Tonight series of interview clips from her and Mark Steiner sitting down and talking. Pretty spectacular stuff last night.
What's that?
By the way, it's not over yet. There's another segment tonight.
No, there's not.
Yes,
it's a 50-part miniseries they're doing on Anna Nicole Smith and what she has to say. You want to hear a little Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Bean, you got some Anna clips for me?
Definitely.
I got two clips for you today, Ralph, that I think you'll enjoy. Yesterday, you remember we played the clip of how the cesarean that she had was the most painful thing that ever happened.
Sure.
How did she describe it, Ralph?
It was like God and Jesus ripping her insides out and the devil grabbing hold of the legs of the baby and pulling back the other way.
It was like
they were
fighting.
War.
Yeah.
Because we all know how painful a cesarean is. Here's the lovely Anna talking about cutting the umbilical cord of the newborn baby, who I believe his name is Danny Lynn. Cutting the umbilical cord and what that was like. You've never heard anything like it. The great Anna Nicole Smith.
What was that moment like?
It was weird. It felt like I was cutting a sheep's thing or something. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
It felt like I was cutting a sheep's thing or something.
A sheep's thing, you know.
What is she talking about?
She's so drugged
up. And how does she know what it feels like to cut a sheep thing?
And why, under any circumstances, would you ever cut a sheep's thing? Why would that ever even come to your mind?
I don't know.
On being a new mom again, here's Anna talking about what it was like to change that first diaper.
Actually, the first time I ever put a diaper on her, I put it on backwards. Yeah. And I felt so stupid because when I watch movies and the guys, they play around and act like they put it on backwards. And I'm like, how stupid can that person be?
Yeah.
Not to mention, you already raised a child.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe the first time around 20 years ago, maybe to master the whole diaper thing.
She's gold. She did say that Howard's the father last night, and tonight she will address the controversy of this other guy who claims, this Burkett guy, who claims that he's, in fact, the father. That's tonight.
You mean the father of her baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So talk about the father of her baby after she'd said Howard was the father of the baby.
Now you know why they've made it a 25-part series.
Oh, it's magic.
It is magic.
Speaking of babies, Bobby Brown lied to his new girlfriend. You know, when he moved out, when Whitney Houston kicked him out of the house, he moved in with this Corrine Steffens, who is sort of a softcore porn star.
Right.
Mm-hmm. National Enquirer claims that when he moved in, he told Corrine that he had a vasectomy, that he was V-safe, as they say in the business.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Turns out, never had a vasectomy.
You don't lie about that.
Corrine is pregnant.
No.
His girlfriend is pregnant.
No.
When he wants another kid to support?
No, he doesn't want it. He doesn't know what he's doing, Lisa. Geez. Nothing is premeditated.
No.
He just walks around spraying his seed everywhere, and whenever it lands, that's where he shall groweth.
Wow.
She's
so
reportedly
annoyed.
Due in June.
That's great.
That's unbelievable.
Tragic is what it is.
The court is chasing him all the time for child support.
Yeah, kidding.
He's gone to prison for it.
Lisa, man.
You know,
Gene Simmons here. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hey, Gene.
Speaking of spraying your seed, your face would make a nice talk.
Oh, come on, Gene.
Why did we let him get that far?
I don't know. Because he fights me for the microphone, that's why.
Oh, Gene's a big guy.
He's
really sad,
me,
though, is that Bobby Brown married Whitney Houston at the time, one of the most beautiful women in the world. Then they had a little girl who looked exactly like her father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
They called her Bobby. Hershey's Bobby, the little girl.
Yeah. Lucky thing.
That's the thing, too, about this Britney Spears thing. These poor kids. She wants sole custody of these kids.
She should have sole custody of these kids, first of all.
But it really, in this case, is the definition of lesser of two evils.
It is. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, her raising those kids, I know they'll be better off than with him, but still. Yeah. You got Ellie Mae Clampett raising kids out by the cement pond? That can't be good for anybody.
She's at least has the funds to get a bunch of nannies around the clock.
That's true. So they'll probably hire some
to just catch them when she drops them.
Legitimate parental units to try to do the job for her, but still tragic.
We're going to check in with a happy couple coming up after the news, Ralph, and find out how they're dealing with the news.
And lastly, the greatest story maybe I've ever heard in show business history.
Wow. Greatest story ever.
Hope I'm not overselling that.
No, not at all.
They have announced they're starting to cast the film based on the book The Dirt. Are you familiar with The Dirt?
No.
The Motley Crue biography.
Exactly. The Dirt is the story of the crew written by Vince Neil. The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band is the name of the actual book.
Okay.
And it's all about the history of the crew and their wild days and all the stuff they've gone through. So they're starting to cast the film. Okay. And apparently the members of the crew will be played by four young unknown actors, which I think is a good idea. But they're starting to cast celebrities in the roles of the other rock gods that they traveled with and toured with and ran into.
Right.
So far we have Val Kilmer as David Lee Roth from Van Halen.
Love it.
It's going to be awesome.
Love it. That's great casting.
But it gets better as Ozzy Osbourne, Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Christopher Walken as Ozzy Osbourne.
Kidding.
We'll get to see him snort a line of live ants.
That's
awesome. And do LSD every day while they were on tour together. So
that's the best.
Christopher Walken as Ozzy Osbourne. Has there ever been anything better ever?
That could be a great movie.
No.
That's the movie I want to see. F The Dirt and you know, screw the crew. I want to see a Ozzy Osbourne movie starring Christopher Walken.
I hear you.
Sharon, how do I turn on the TV? I'm confused by the remote control. Awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays, Courtney Thorne Smith.
Oh. Really? Thoworthy?
Oh, come on.
Yes. Yeah, attractive. Sure.
Yeah. What?
Don't bother. She's okay.
We don't have time. She's okay. No. She's not 90, so, Ralph.
From the Melrose Place years all the way to Ally McBeal and then even the World According to Jim, wherever that goddamn show is. Yeah, she's
chipmunk
okay.
Chipmunk face, though.
She doesn't have a chipmunk face.
Yeah. Mike, you're with me. She's just okay, right? Yeah.
I mean, I do her a favor, but she...
He rings the bell for Tina Fey, who's got a dueling scar and wears
so
glasses.
Hot,
Alfred Woodward,
the bell.
From Desperate Housewives. She's 53 years old today. Parker Posey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Queen of the independent films. So she was just recently in Superman Returns. She was great in that. 38 years old today. Gretchen Mol, one of my favorites. Oh. Did you guys ever get to see that Betty Page movie that she did this year?
Never did. It's out on DVD now, though. It's on my list.
She's great in that. Pick it up, y'all. I think you'll really enjoy it. Tara Reid is 31 years old today.
I don't know.
Come on, she had some surgery. They put her back together again. She's like Humpty Dumpty. Gave her new boobs. They flattened out her stomach. Apparently, she looks pretty good.
Okay.
And Jack Osbourne, speaking of Osbourne, he is 21 years old today. 21 years old.
Wow, he's lived a lot of life.
In and out of rehab twice. No one's lived more of a life than 21 years than Jack.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Jack Osbourne.
Jack Osbourne.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So it was everywhere yesterday. You couldn't get away from it if you were on the internet or watching the news.
After two children and just 2 years of marriage, Britney Spears has filed for divorce from Kevin Federline. Spears cites irreconcilable differences and the reason for the split. The two married in October of 2004. They have a one-year-old son, Sean Preston, and an infant son, Jaden James, who was born in September. Spears married Federline 8 months after ending a 55-hour Las Vegas marriage to childhood friend Jason Alexander. You remember that. Mm-hmm. Spears' second marriage has provided endless fodder for tabloids. Many often speculated the union was in trouble.
What about having a baby born in September and getting a divorce in November? What about that, ladies and gentlemen?
That seems to be the plan, don't you think?
That's ideal.
Well, we are, as you, I'm sure, completely broken up about this. I mean, this really hits home because if a couple like Kevin Federline and Britney Spears can't make it,
why should we even bother to get married?
What do the rest of us have to look forward to? Sure. So I don't know how Lightning does this, but somehow he has gotten the kids, both of them, K-Fed, and Brittany, so that we can talk to them this morning. It could be awkward, I know.
Uncomfortable.
But we're going to do our best to try and, bring them together and smooth things out just a little bit.
Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
Morning.
Kevin, are you on the line too?
Yeah, what's up?
Now, we have you in different places this morning. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at my house. In Alabama.
At your house. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Bobby Kevin, Brown. I'm on Bobby Brown's couch.
Oh. That's
chilling, right? I'm chain smoking, playing dominoes. You know how it is.
Yeah, sure.
All right. We have many questions for you, kids. And I understand, Kevin, that, you know, your life inspires your art. And you did drop off a new song that we'll get to in a moment. But Kevin has a piece of tape from an appearance less than 2 weeks ago, Kevin, that you made on the Tyra Banks show. And it seems, I don't know, in stark contrast to the news we heard yesterday. Let's hear the tape.
Do you feel like you and Brittany are forever?
Of course. I mean, that's the love of my life. I don't see myself with anybody else at all.
Is that true now?
Yeah.
Who do you see yourself with now, honey?
No, I'm really broken up about all this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really?
It's been a rough week for me, dog.
Well, sure. A lot of your shows got canceled for lack of ticket sales.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we saw in the paper that your local shows here in Southern California have, I think that the tickets are $20, and they've gone to a 2-for-1 program.
So that you can... Popo's out.
Pay for one ticket and get two because they're so desperate.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Blue plate special.
Yeah.
If you're over 60, you come after 4 p.m., you get 3-for-1.
And you
works well for, like, Acapulco and Denny's, I figured.
And you played New York City, a place that held 1,500, and there were only 300 there.
Oh. Much love, NYC.
Yeah.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Uh-huh.
Where anybody at?
Yeah.
Brittany, you sound so delighted. Is this something that you've been planning for a long time and you're finally glad to have pulled the trigger?
Oh, yeah. Pull it. Kill me now. I'm having a garage sale, y'all. You want to come over?
A garage sale?
Really? What are you selling?
Oh, clear it out.
What are you selling?
Oh, I've got 16 New Era flat bill caps.
Mm-hmm. What? Not my hat, girl.
72 unopened wife beaters.
Okay.
Cold-hearted bitch.
I have 800 cartons of Parliament.
Oh, man, nice.
I cannot smoke all of those.
No. Can I ask, there was one rumor going around yesterday, and I don't know if this is true or not, but one of the online services was reporting that Kevin Federline flew into a rage and destroyed property after you, Brittany, laughed at a tape of one of his WWE appearances. Any truth to that?
Well, he did throw his beloved PlayStation out the window. So then I knew, oopsie, maybe I made him mad.
But it's comical. These tapes of him on the wrestling show are absurd, right?
It's art. Shut your mouth. I'll come over, I'll pimp slap you like I will John Cena.
Yeah, sure. So did that happen? You were upset?
Yeah, I was real mad. You know what I'm saying? I work real hard on my appearances on the WWE. And, you know, for her to belittle me like that, you know, I would expect more from my companion. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin, do you see the money train rolling into the station and you're throwing you off? Is that why you're so bummed out? Is it the love that you're going to miss or is it the cash?
I've got accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
And right.
It hurts me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of guy that can go back to living like the common folk, you know. I'm doing my best to try to preserve whatever I can with Brittany. You know, I saturated our entire Malibu home in the essence of Federline, just hoping that she'll get pregnant again.
What?
But, no. You know, I'm thinking of anything I can. I don't know what I'm going to do for work. I'm thinking about getting into zany talk radio, you know, morning talk radio, maybe doing sports. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Hey, Lisa May, read this zany word for me in bowling last night.
Not on our show, though, please, Kevin.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany, you're asking for sole custody of the children. You don't want their father around them at all as they grow up?
Y'all, I don't even think Kevin really knows he has kids.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid he'll, like, trip on them and stuff and then give them back to the neighbors.
I became aware recently that I do have children with Brittany. And I'm thinking I might try to get custody so I could sell them to Madonna. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's another way I could probably make some money. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Kevin, speaking of money, Bean asked you if you're going to miss the money or the love. You just put out your CD, and it's number 7,983 on Amazon.com.
Woo! Good job, baby!
Which means you've sold, like one copy. But it's all about how much money you have, and how you roll, and how you drive the Bentleys, and how nobody else will ever be able to roll in the style that you roll, and you just rub the money into everyone's faces. Are you going to have to redo all of those songs now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my first album, my first attempt into the music world, it was, you know, mostly I got my mind on my money on my mind, you know.
Sure.
And now I might have to, you know, rethink that and go for a more artistic route, you know what I'm saying? I understand a lot of times something that's critically acclaimed might not be, you know, commercially successful, you know, so I'm just going to keep working, keep plugging away.
You didn't have critical acclaim, Kevin.
You got an F in Entertainment Weekly in the review of your album. All right, we have a new song here, and this is going to be, I guess, the first thing that you've written and recorded since the breakup. So you must have just done this, what, last night?
I did, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of guy I am. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. You know, soon as something happens in my life, I have to express myself artistically. Okay.
All right. Now, is there a message in this for Brittany? She obviously hasn't heard this yet.
Yeah.
What's up, Cupcake?
I need you back, baby. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. You know what I'm saying? I'll get a job. I'll do whatever it takes. I mean, I'll take care of the kids. I'll acknowledge that they're alive.
Wow, you are going out of your way.
I'll stop playing video games. I'll give up chronic. You know what I'm saying? But I need you back. So I wrote this song. It's like a love letter to you. It's called "You Can Have Custody If I Can Have Cash."
Brittany, I know I haven't been the best husband in the world, but I think we can look past our differences. Because I ain't moving out of Malibu to no apartment in the valley. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like Kobe and you're like Shaq. Girl, I need your back because I can't live without you.
I can't make money on my own.
My Lamborghini and my Cadillac won't pay for themselves. Girl, I can't live without you.
Oh no, I don't wanna move back to Fresno.
I need you like Dane Cook ain't funny. Bitch, you can have custody if I can have some money. My clothing line sucks, my record ain't selling. I got no education, I'm a three-time felon. So what can I do to pay my bills and keep my Ferrari and my house in the hills? I need you, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm begging you, please. This time I ain't playing. I delivered the penis despite your weight gain. Now I got a certain lifestyle I need to maintain. Like Matt LeBlanc without the cast of Friends. I need you in my life so I can make my ends. For once in our relationship, I'm on my knees. I ain't servicing you, I'm begging you please. I can't make no money on my own. So if you're gonna leave me, girl, I need a sizable loan. Like Bush needs Cheney, I need your Bush. Cause it's just an ATM to me. I need to make one last withdrawal. No more late nights in the club. No more strippers in our hot tub. I quit smoking cigarettes.
All right, well, that's just bullshit. But all the other stuff I said, I swear it's true.
Yeah.
Brittany?
Y'all, he's retarded.
So you're not reconsidering?
Like, oh my God, no.
Okay.
Kevin Amin, Afroline, as you know, has been around for years, just waiting for you to pick up the phone and call at 323-520-AFRO. Sometimes there's just stuff that you have to let us know.
Sometimes you're watching a TV show, for example, and you just want to tell us how great it was.
I'm watching I Pity the Fool with Mr. T. You know, he just said, talking to a family, he said, you know what the biggest room is in the house? The room for improvement. God, that's so bad, it's good.
Hey, mister, middle name, period. Last name,
exactly.
Yesterday, Bean used a word that has only been used up until this point by gay people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just so sumptuous. Sumptuous. Gay.
Lisa, I took a lot of heat from the guys yesterday for using the word sumptuous.
What were you talking about?
A movie.
I was talking about Marie Antoinette, talking about the food and the costumes and everything in Marie Antoinette.
It was sumptuous?
It's just, yes.
Colorful and beautiful and sumptuous.
How does that strike you, Lisa?
Gay.
Thank you. Fans of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Hey, yo. I like my sandwiches with no mayo. Hey, yo.
Sign them up.
That's about it.
Every once in a while, we get a call from our own computer.
Attention, Kevin and Bean. This is the K-Rock Computer 3000. In regards to the chili peppers, stop it. Just stop it. That is all.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Movie reviews.
Hey, guys. I saw Borat this weekend, and seriously, I think
tears actually came out of my butthole. I laughed so hard.
That's laughing hard.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when they force
Thank you. I like you. I like sex.
Right.
If you're listening to this message, you're gay.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
That hurts.
Psycho Mike. Well, I'll play it first and I'll tell you about it.
What is up with Psycho Mike and Jared Leto? Is he gay? He has to be gay. Gay. He's a fag.
He's got a little bit of a man crush on Jared Leto, and they might have made out a little bit at Inland Invasion.
He instigated the whole thing, by the way. If anything, he has a man crush on me. And, you know, I looked deep into his gorgeous eyes. And
his sumptuous eyes?
Frankly, I wouldn't turn him down. That's all I'm saying.
Were they sumptuous?
Though his eyes deserve the word sumptuous.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, he's a good-looking dude. But, you know, just because he came on to you didn't mean you had to go along with it. You could have said no, and you didn't.
I'm getting a tremendous amount of response. People are calling the business line because they're so upset about Bean's blog going away.
Yeah.
And this poor listener just got back into town.
I just got back from Africa, and I heard that Bean's blog is dead.
I sense some mocking going
no!
on.
No! How could you sense that? People call when they're high.
I got bubble wrap. Bubble wrap.
It's a productive afternoon right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Afternoon, that was that guy's whole day. And finally, I don't know if you heard Ralph's rant about the Griffith Observatory, but they're making you call with to get reservations so that you can go up and look at the roof of their place. And this call, I believe, is about that.
Hi, is this the Kevin and Bean reservation line? I'd like to make reservations to listen to your show tomorrow morning at about, I don't know, like 6:30 to 8. There's just going to be one of me. I'm going to drive my own car. I won't make the shuttle bus, if that's all right with you. Griffith Park.
I just like peanut butter, and I like to talk to people and peanut butter. I like the peanut people that talk to. I like to talk to peanut butter people that like to talk to peanut.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, she does just like peanut butter.
No, sure. She should talk to Bean.
And she wants someone to talk to about with peanut butter.
We've got someone coming.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
That was a moment with Bean.
Let's turn our attention to something else in the news. Kevin, what do we know about Reverend Ted? Tell me about Ted Haggard.
Ted Haggard started a church in his basement 21 years ago, and now he has built it into one of the biggest churches and groups in the country.
Yeah, he's in Colorado. I guess it's the New Life Church. He's got 14,000 members. He's just an enormously popular and influential minister. He's the head of the National Association of Evangelicals. He has been to the White House, been in the Oval Office, spent time with the president, is on a conference call, I guess, every week where he discusses his goals and the White House's goals on a conference call with them every week. So he's one of these guys who's a leader in the church.
So everything was going along quite well until a male prostitute surfaced and said, oh, by the way, I have had sex and I've been paid for it by Haggard for the last 3 years. And he's also done meth while having sex with me.
And everyone said, that's not true.
And then Haggard came out and said, well, it's not exactly true. I bought the meth, but then I thought better of it and threw it away.
Well, let me tell you what the real comedy is, and we forget this now. And by the way, Reverend Haggard on the phone, let's go to him. He originally said, I don't know Mike Jones. I've never met the guy before. I don't know who he is. And then Mike Jones came up with voicemail messages from the Reverend Ted. So that's how that fell apart. So he started with, I don't know the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's welcome Reverend Ted Haggard on the line from Denver right now. Good morning, Reverend. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I have it right? When Mike Jones first came out and said that he'd been having a homosexual affair with you for years, did you in fact say, I don't know the guy, I'd never heard of him before?
Yes, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here, and I've confessed as much to my congregation to say that I am a deceiver
and a liar.
Okay. What you wrote in the letter is the accusations that have been leveled against me are not all true.
That's correct.
But enough of them are true.
Yes.
That I have been appropriately and lovingly removed from ministry.
Yes, they lovingly fired me. And I can't love them enough for doing that loving act of lovingly firing me from the congregation that I created some 26 years ago.
Now, did you...
Dedicated my life to...
Right.
And spent my entire soul and life putting together.
Right.
And they lovingly dumped me, and I love them for that, and it's loving.
Sounds okay. Like it. Now, did you or did you not say, as a way of referencing these charges, that you did buy the meth, but you threw it away?
That's correct. I was just curious, and so I purchased the methamphetamines, but never used them.
Okay.
Why would you do that, Reverend?
I was curious.
What were you curious about? What it's like to buy drugs?
I never bought anything before.
Anything?
No.
No purchases.
So I just said, wonder what it's like to buy something. I wonder what the experience is to give someone money and have them give some sort of product or service in return. And I did that, and once that was satisfied, once that curiosity was sated, I promptly disposed of what they so lovingly call crystal meth.
Okay.
Right, but why did you choose an illegal substance to test that out on? And haven't you already bought a home? You've got kids that go to schools. Don't you buy books, clothes, groceries?
No. I got a guy who does that all that for me. A guy named Lyle.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Lyle's sexual orientation?
I don't think that's any of your beeswax.
Okay. So,
but you are straight though, Reverend. I just want to make sure we understand
absolutely.
That you are heterosexual, right?
I am 100% heterosexual. I feel that homosexuality is a temptation to be fought and a sin and needs to be railed against.
Okay, well, speaking of railed against, if you don't mind, I have a clip. I got this from Jon Stewart, so you're going to hear some audience laughter. But it is you in this independent film called Jesus Camp. And you're preaching to a whole bunch of people in the audience.
I don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible.
Okay, so then he turns to the audience.
I think I know what you did last night. If you send me $1,000, I won't tell your wife.
So when you're out publicly saying things like that,
yes,
it seems like maybe paying a gay hooker for sex might not be what you want to be doing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's where I have to pull on your horses, mister.
Okay. Why? What's wrong about that?
I have never had sex with this male prostitute. All he did was give me a massage.
Okay, but why would you go to a gay newspaper or a gay website and hire that guy to come to your hotel room just for a massage when you could get a massage legitimately from the concierge of the hotel could set you up with somebody that there wouldn't be a scandal about?
Because I have been warring against homosexuality my entire life.
Right.
Ever since I reached puberty, I have been fighting against homosexual acts and being gay.
Right.
And I think it's wrong. So I will put myself on the front lines of the war. And so I get myself a hunky gay masseuse, and I say, touch me, but not too much. And that's where I draw the line.
I see.
The homosexuality. Sometimes I'll go to Denver, and I'll go to one of those bars down in the meatpacking district.
Right.
And I'll go to, Bananas and Kumquat, or the Sausage Factory, or the Tent Pole.
Right.
And I'll go in there, and I'll say, give me a drink, but I will have no gay sex. I'll thank you very much. The homosexual lifestyle.
I see. So you're trying to reach them one at a time.
Yes, as often as possible.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Huh. So you tempt yourself and then turn away from it. You don't ever acquiesce.
I'm fighting the temptation. That's what I'm doing. I'm warring against the sin of homosexuality.
Reverend, if you don't mind, we might make just a quick suggestion. Not that this has anything to do with you, but you might want to lie a little smaller. It's a little easier for people to believe. Because if you say, I've never bought anything, and if you say, I got a gay masseuse just so I can war against gay, no one's buying it. No one. No one.
Not even a little?
No. Not a bit.
What if I say it lovingly?
Now you're talking.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. The Hammer will be on our program. I don't know. Are there any entertainment stories for him to...
There's nothing really going on that anybody's talking about.
Donovan McNabb has a new clothing line.
No.
Maybe you can cover that. Super 5. Super 5 from Reebok.
Also, yeah, I pick it up today. Super
I don't think
five.
That's it. Yeah,
we'll be talking to the creator of the tabloid Fantasy League. If you love celebrities and would like to figure out a way to get in a competition with what goes on with celebrities, we'll tell you about how to do that coming up after the news. Speaking of celebrities, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Anything going on we should maybe know about, Ralph?
I'm so already tired of the story, I'm not even going to talk about it.
What?
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline divorcing.
What?
It's been nonstop for the past 24 hours. That's all we've been force-fed.
It is the death of a president if you look at the media.
Holy crap.
It's the death of a douchebag.
How many emails did you get last night, by the way?
5,000.
God bless the K-Rock listeners for thinking of us, but people, really, think about it. We probably spend more time on the internet searching for news stories to talk about on the show than you do because you have lives.
Yeah.
So if you run across it somehow in the course of your average daily life, rest assured. We've seen it.
I'd just like to say that it's a really cool thing for them to make sure that
it
we know.
I'm saying I appreciate the sentiment, and it's nice of them to keep us informed. But once that initial, once they do, oh my God, Kevin, I mean, that, oh, they should go, oh, they should stop and think, oh, they probably have seen this.
Well, my opinion is different. I think they should send it to you at least twice each.
Well, I'll be forwarding it to you then. I'll just make a big email cannon that will just fire it right back at you.
Well, it is the least shocking celebrity divorce in history.
Yeah.
Truly.
And right now, as we speak, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are working on theirs.
On their divorce?
Well, you know, they're getting married. There's steps.
Oh,
you have to do the engagement, then the marriage, and then the divorce. But they're, you know, they're well on their way.
Those are all steps to the divorce.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, they're working on the next big divorce. Looks like they're going to get married next weekend, as has been rumored. The Times of London is saying that it'll be a Catholic wedding on Saturday, the November 17th, and then a Scientology wedding on November the 18th, the next day.
We have to get somebody on, not that anyone from the church will ever talk to us, to find out what's involved in a Scientology wedding. I'm fascinated to know how it's different.
The invited guests for the weekend, as you can imagine.
John Travolta.
Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Jenna Elfman.
Sure.
Yeah. Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Leah Remini.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Priscilla and Lisa Marie Presley.
Mm-hmm. What do these people have in common?
They're all going to be in a chartered jet. I know that much that Tom's paying for, bringing them to Italy.
Is that right?
How do you like me now?
Wow.
I am not involved in the list, nor is Sumner Redstone, oddly enough.
That's correct.
We both did not make the list this time.
Brooke Shields?
I don't think she's on the list either, Psycho Mike. No, I don't think she's on the list.
Not going to happen.
Although, you know, she's really good friends with Katie Holmes now. Have you been seeing that relationship develop, Ralph?
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah,
You sit on a throne of lies.
They're pals now.
Awesome.
Huh. Well, that can't be good.
Apparently, Katie's the one who kind of
clench his teeth and just pound this fist on the ground. No! She uses drugs!
It's thought that maybe Katie had influence on Tom to get him to apologize to Brooke, and that brought Tom, you know, that brought Katie and Brooke together, and now they're pals, and they go to each other's houses and watch Grey's Anatomy. I mean, it's just crazy. They're like real friends now.
Think they're going to have a threesome?
They have pillow fights in their panties watching Grey's Anatomy.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, Kate Winslet appears in the news.
Oh, that's such good news.
In her new film, Little Children. I had no idea. Now I'm so looking forward to this film, Little Children.
Well, Little Children does not sound like the name of a film with naked.
Oh, right. That's how they get you, man.
Yeah.
It's the old bait and switch.
Okay.
It turns out, though, Kay made a decision before she shot the nude films, nude scenes, rather, that she wouldn't dedicate herself to going to the gym and working out and getting her body in perfect condition the way she would ordinarily for such a role. She said she thinks it's important that women see a less than perfect body up on the big screen once in a while.
Well, no.
Having had two children, she said it's very important to me that women on film are portrayed as real women. Nope. Women that the audience can relate to and think, I'm like that. She looks real, like me and my friends. Nobody's perfect. I'm not. I don't have a six-pack. I'm not free of stretch marks. I don't have perfectly pert breasts, and neither does my character, Sarah, in the film.
Crap.
Good for her.
Still want to see her
that's
naked.
That's awesome. Don't
I want to see her naked, too. Yeah.
Still want to see
well,
her.
Love
her
so much. She plays a suburban mom, and it's called Little Children because she's got little kids, and she meets a guy at the park or something who also has little kids. And
yeah.
They develop a relationship. But
I saw that the first time when it was the Brady Bunch.
I think it's a different kind of film.
Oh, yeah.
She looks fantastic, though.
Yeah, she's dynamite.
Gorgeous woman.
All right. We have a winner, believe it or not.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of winners, the nominations for the annual People's Choice Awards were announced yesterday. Also known as the Totally BS Awards. No award has ever been less relevant, unless MTV's given it out, by the way, than the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
True.
I don't give an F what the people think. The people are usually stupid. But here are your nominations. Johnny Depp has been nominated for Favorite Movie Star.
Sure.
Along with Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. When's the last time Tom Hanks was in a movie?
It's in that, when he was on an island, Polar Express? I think, by himself. Oh, yeah, it was Polar Express.
Wait a minute. Halle Berry in the same category for females.
Best rack.
Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Yeah. Favorite male and female action star category. See, that's the problem with this. They got those categories.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, once again, nominated for Best Action Star, along with Samuel L. Jackson and Jet Li. And Halle Berry up again for Best Female Action Star, up against Kate Beckinsale and Uma Thurman.
Huh.
Hmm. Yeah.
A little dated here.
So you just have to wait and see who the people choose for the People's Choice Awards, because I think they vote in the back of a catalog or something. You go to the back.
That's right.
You go to the back of the Reader's Digest, and then you send in your slip, and that's how you vote. It's BS.
It's a bad award show
on every level. And a Van Halen reunion, boys and girls. Woo! Next summer, Van Halen will reunite, but without its original bass player and probably without David Lee Roth.
Okay, wait a minute. You told us last week that David Lee Roth was going to be the lead singer.
I know, but there's talk about that. But the spokesperson for the band has not yet confirmed that David will return. And Michael Anthony, the bass player, has left the group. So Eddie's 15-year-old son, Wolfgang Van Halen, will be playing bass with Van Halen.
That's a joke.
I kid you not.
Who would sing, though?
That's a joke. So it's Wolfie and his dad and Uncle Alex on okay. tour next summer, 2007, as Van Halen. Huh. Maybe Diamond Dave. We'll have to wait and see.
But not Sammy, definitely, right? No. They're at odds with Sammy, right?
No, but maybe Gary Cherone will come back. That'll be good.
Oh, dear God.
And speaking of Diamond David Lee Roth, there's a new movie coming out called The Dirt, based on the book The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band,
mm-hmm.
which was all about the crew, Motley Crue. And they're starting to cast celebrities to play famous rockers to make appearances in the film. Diamond David Lee Roth from Van Halen will be played by Val Kilmer in the film, which, after playing Jim Morrison, I think is an appropriate leap for him. And my favorite announcement regarding this film, Ozzy Osbourne will be played by Christopher Walken.
That's great. Fantastic.
It's the greatest news I've ever
heard. God, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Walken has said in order to prepare for the film, he will be having a frontal lobotomy, which I think is dedication. That's wow. acting right there. That's method acting.
And he's about halfway there.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Gretchen Mol, one of my favorite actresses. She is can currently be seen in the DVD of Betty Page, the movie she made about the legendary 50s pinup. And she's great in it. I saw that film. She's 33 years old today. Jack Osbourne, speaking of the Osbournes, is 21. Tara Reid is 31 years old today. Parker Posey, queen of the independent films, is 38. I wonder if she's in the new Chris Guest movie? The one that's
yes, she is.
Oh,
yes,
can't wait to see that. Courtney Thorne-Smith from Ally McBeal and Melrose Place. And according to Jim, she's 39. And Alfre Woodard, from Desperate Housewives, is 53. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Come on. Are you hitting him with the balls again?
Jumped off his chair to make sure he got him, and you should have.
He blocked when I went to the right, so then I went around to the left to try and.
You're pretty nimble there, Kevin.
Thank you. That's Psycho Mike's boyfriend, Jared Leto, and 30 Seconds to Mars, The Kill, Bury Me on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Green Day coming up, The Killers. We'll check in with Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour in a moment, and our friend Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com with the very latest on the K-Fed and Britney divorce. That's coming up later this hour, too, on K-Rock.
You know how fantasy leagues are out there? They're everywhere, especially like the NFL.
Football fantasy league.
I think NFL football is huge. They have baseball, they have basketball, they have hockey. And basically what you do is you draft players, you follow their statistics, and then you put a team together of all these different players on different teams.
It's not enough for you stupid guys to watch football. Like, what is it now, 4 nights a week? It's
How
on.
Dare you?
Now you're gonna have That's what you're suggesting. Fantasy football league.
During that
too.
Song, we were telling her that we missed her yesterday, and now she's all up in our grill.
You know what it is, Lisa? It's just like having money, or you know that would be illegal. So credits on a game is it just gives you a little more interest in what happens. It's fun to see who wins and loses, and just to watch the game for enjoyment's sake. But it's so much more fun if you've got something invested in it. So your team, like let's say you're a fantasy baseball player, you could have a crappy team that you root for
for in real life, but you can still be doing great in the fantasies because the players that you've selected are kicking ass. It's just more fun that way because it gives you more investment.
So, okay.
I'm going through Time Magazine. As you know, I commit that magazine to memory every week.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're talking about all kinds of different fantasy leagues. One, which I can't imagine would be fun, is Fantasy Congress. You pick like Congress people and you follow the bill, you know, if they get a bill passed.
Let's ask Bean. Is it fun, Bean?
What a terrible idea that is.
It was fun until I had Mark Foley as a pick.
Of course, there's sports. Everybody knows that. There's also a fashion fantasy league.
What is that?
You pick designers. I don't know. Who cares?
Is it like who wins Project Runway or something?
There's a reality TV one where there's like a special fantasy league just for, like, say, Survivor or whatever.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
But the one that caught our eye was the tabloids. And we have Firouz Basri on the line. Good morning, Firouz.
Good morning, Kevin, Bean, and Lisa. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. Now, Firouz, you're the co-creator of the Tabloid Fantasy League.
That's correct.
Okay.
What's your background, first of all, before you describe the league to us? Are you working in the entertainment biz?
I am not in the entertainment biz. I just graduated from law school, and I've got my first job out of law school, and I'm not even an attorney because I decided I didn't want to screw people over.
So you went to law school and graduated. Did you pass the bar?
I didn't take the bar. Busy creating this site.
Excellent. Law school is way expensive.
Did your parents? Yeah, did your parents pay for
time
it?
And resources there, Firouz?
Did your parents pay for your school?
No, the federal government gave me a lot of loans.
So we did. Okay.
Pay them back.
Wow, I feel good.
So you turned your back on law, and you decided to create a tabloid fantasy league. Tell people how this works, how you can get players and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. You gave the background for fantasy sports.
Right.
We thought that, you know, how come with so many people playing fantasy sports games, they haven't broadened this out to other areas? And so the online tabloid fantasy league at tabfl.com, you get to assemble basically your fantasy cast of celebrities. You pick a Paris Hilton here, a Britney Spears there, and voila, you have your team.
How do you score points then?
You score points. We follow the U.S.'s Big Four Entertainment Gossip Magazine. So that's People, Star, In Touch, and Us Weekly.
Okay.
And as your celebrities get more photos in those magazines, you score more points.
I see.
And if they get on a cover, that's like a touchdown or a grand slam. If they get busted by the fashion police, well, that's like a fumble. They lose points.
Oh, wow. That hurts. Okay. That's got to hurt.
So if I have Nicole Richie, I'm so winning right now.
Now, Firouz, is it one of those things where, like a suicide pool, you can only pick, one guy the same time? Or can everybody pick, say, for example, Jennifer Aniston for about a year was on the cover of every magazine everywhere? Can everyone pick her?
She's one of our top celebrities in our celebrity box scores. The game we have right now, Tapfesta, anyone can pick Jennifer Aniston or anyone can pick any celebrity. And you actually have a team of 8 active celebrities, which you put on your red carpet. And you can have a couple reserves that you put off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, in a couple of months, be unrolling a new game where you would draft celebrities. So only one person can have Angelina Jolie in your league.
I see.
Now,
okay.
Let me give you a follow-up question. If you're just joining us, Firouz Basri is on the line. He is the creator of the Tabloid Fantasy League at tabfl.com. Lisa brought up Nicole Richie. Now, do you get points because Nicole Richie's picture is in a lot of magazines, or does it matter what the story is about her? For instance, do the points go down if it's a negative story, up if it's a positive story?
It's based on which sections in the magazines the celebrities are in. You know, like all celebrity or fantasy sport games, we wanted to have an objective point scoring system.
Right.
And so based on if you're on the cover, whether it's for negative or positive news, you're going to get 5 points. If you get busted by the fashion police, or some of the magazines have a section called Stars Acting Not Normal.
Right.
Or things like that.
Right.
Or the skeleton police.
Points.
Okay, so if my celebrity is on the cover, I get a certain amount of points. But what if they're just in the Stars Are Just Like Us and they carry their own groceries section? What about that?
you actually get a bonus point for Stars just acting like normal human beings
that?
And being like us.
All right.
Okay. Do you get more points, say, going back to Nicole Richie, if she gets out of rehab, or more points if she goes into rehab?
You know, we support Nicole Richie getting through rehab, but you don't get any. Those are too subjective, so you can't get more points just based on what she's doing.
What you should do
partly
is just
because we don't know.
Yeah, true. What you should do is just give a point for each calorie that she eats, because really no one would score much that way.
I think you just created a new game.
Farooz, what do you get if you're in a pool, a tabloid fantasy pool with a bunch of other players, and do you get to a date at which the competition stops and you win or lose?
Sure. Right now we have two games. The Tapfecta game, which I mentioned, is a monthly game.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're in the second week of the November season. And every week when the magazines hit the racks, we tabulate all the points. And the weekly high scorers will get a T-shirt, a TabFL T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the monthly winner, so at the end of November, someone will win either an iPod or their choice of an iPod or a Coach handbag.
Does it cost to sign up?
It's absolutely free.
Okay.
And we don't have any sponsors right now. So if there are any K-Rock listeners out there who have cool products they would like to sponsor the site, they should visit tabfl.com and get in touch with us.
Now, if you're a wise player, you'll see a trend coming. For instance, Borat is a great example. If you believed that Borat was going to be the big hit movie that it turned out to be, you would sign up, make sure to have him the week ahead of the movie coming out, knowing that he's going to get a lot of publicity when the movie hits big, right?
Absolutely, yes. So you just got to kind of keep tabs on the celebrity news. And it's really not that tough. If you start following for 2 weeks, you kind of get an idea of whose faces are popping up where and when.
I'm going to start one around the Weekly World News, and I get the alien and Bat Boy.
That's not fair. You can win it instantly.
That's all of them.
I get George W. Bush and Satan. I get those. So,
you'll be getting an iPod anytime.
Okay, all right. It's Farooz Basri, creator of the Tabloid Fantasy League. If you love the celebrities as we do and you'd like to have some fun with it, the website is www.tabfl.com. Farooz, thanks for coming on. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
You bet.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.
You know, Bob Dylan is out on a very successful sold-out concert tour around the country right now, promoting his new album, but he also still makes time to do his little satellite radio show, the Theme Time Radio Hour, and from time to time, we like to check in with the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and find out what's up for this week. Bob Dylan, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin and Bean?
We're good. How are you?
Lemon Time Country Hour.
Exactly, Bob. Well said. Listen, how do you have time? I mentioned that you're out on tour and you're promoting your new album. You're always very, very busy. How do you have time to do a radio show every week?
Well, I do have time every week. I put it on time. Then I can put together with my producer. We can get together and we can put it in. And I'm done with the show. But now I go through it day after day. I go to the theater by Calvin Seating and I'm trying to make notes of all the things I wanted and then put them together.
I never thought of that.
That does answer my question.
Yeah.
What's up for this week, Bob?
Oh, well, we were going to do one thing this week, but given the horrible news we all heard this week.
What horrible news?
Brittany Cannon.
What?
Brittany Cannon.
Nishnam Nim?
Yes, B. Nishnam Nim.
Brittany and Kevin.
Oh, Brittany and Kevin. Given the Kevin news.
They've been in the divorce.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's right, of course,
we're
yes.
We're all real sad here at the Country Time Lemonade Hour.
It's the Theme Time Radio Hour, Bob.
Whatever.
Okay.
And we're so sad that this theme is going to be this week. We're going to dance the only song we can find and put it together and give them a little song breakup.
Breakup.
Yeah.
Breakups.
Oh, breakup.
Yes.
Sure, of course.
Breakup. Right.
I got it the first time, mother effers.
Yeah. How about that? You're starting to get it.
Man. All right. Bob, what do you have for us this week?
Well, this is this classic old country western song, and dealing with this is a divorce.
R-D-I-V-O-R-E-E. They come by the
D-I-V-O-R-C-E, the great Tammy Wynette. That's a good choice for today.
Right.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Right.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
It's a great song from the 80s.
Breakup song? Okay, good one, Bob.
Yeah. And this is all my favorites.
Okay. Goodbye to you, sure. Scandal.
Bob, do you, I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you know any of the words to any of the songs you sing along with?
Every one of them.
All of them, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Like this one, classic old song, the knee in the neck.
They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know, I know that it's you.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Why are all divorce songs so bad?
Because no one wants to listen to that.
Yeah,
that's true. Everyone wants happy songs about love, getting out together, but no one didn't make them sound the flip side of the coin that love.
Exactly, Bob. Hey, listen, do you ever stop to think, hey, maybe no one wants to hear the Neil Sedaka song in 2006? You ever think maybe it shouldn't make the show?
No, because there's some songs, the classic songs, all about bringing up like this one.
What you want?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go, girl. Go, girl. Yeah.
Bob, is your life so much easier now that you don't have to use actual words?
When we all heard the news yesterday that Britney had filed for divorce from Kevin Federline, we all thought the exact same thing. Ooh, I can't wait to talk to Harvey. Ooh, what's the hammer going to tell us? Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. On the line with us right now. Harvey, it's like Thanksgiving for you today, isn't it?
Well, give us our props about the Britney story, dude. Who broke the story? T-M.
I'm out.
Jay?
Well, Harvey, at this point, we only expect you to break the story. You almost don't get you almost don't get credit anymore because you break them all. But
My jaw dropped. My jaw dropped.
Why did your jaw drop?
You know what? I don't know. When I got the first call on it, I kind of knew it was coming.
Of course.
It's still one. You know why? Because I think it's salvation for Britney Spears. I think everybody thought she was going to be ruined, and she finally opened her eyes, and it's like you just wanted to scream yay.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw her on Letterman, and I just wanted to scream yay because she's hot again.
Oh, great.
You know what? Guys, that was her coming out. Yeah, I hear the bell. That was her coming out.
Yep. I know.
That was her way of saying, hey, Kevin, guess what? You're never going to see naked again, right?
Guess what? Guess what? You know how Kevin Federline found out?
Tell us.
The website.
Your website?
She never told him.
Oh, my God.
And you know, he thought this marriage was great. I mean, of course he did. You know, he thought everything was just great. I mean, they were living in two different marriages. She was really unhappy and angry at him for being such a jerk. And he's thinking, I'm in Malibu. I got cars. She's funding my record company. Yep. And he thought things were just great. He was blindsided by this.
Because he's an idiot.
He seems clueless, yeah. Hey, speaking of living in different worlds, do you have the clip, Kevin, of Tyra Banks interviewing Kevin Federline from last week? Because this is so priceless.
Yeah, I asked Psycho Mike to find it a few minutes ago. He's still looking. We'll get to it in a couple minutes.
Kevin Federline is talking about, Tyra says, is this forever? And he's like, yeah, of course it is, man. This is she's the love of my life. I couldn't be going any better. Don't need the clip now, Mike. Thank you.
And he meant it.
Now, so many questions. First of all, Harvey, in your opinion, although it was obvious to all of us that he's a douche nozzle, why now? Why did she wake up now and say it's time to pull the plug?
I love you guys. A douche nozzle. It wasn't that she woke up now. There was no one thing here. This was not like the straw that broke the camel's back. This is a long time in coming, and it was really the kids. I mean, you know, she could be irresponsible, and she could just have fun with this guy when they didn't have kids, but when they did, she's with these kids all the time.
Right.
And the Manny has more of a relationship with these kids than he does.
Yeah. Manny.
And but it's true. And she was getting angry all he wanted to do was party and sponge. And so she just became increasingly upset and angry at this guy, which you could totally understand.
Do you think it's possible that it's not even but that she wanted kids and was fine to
choose that sperm?
No, absolutely not.
That's a good question.
What you're saying, but no.
Okay.
She you know, she really is this down-home girl who wanted the husband and two kids and a white picket fence.
Mm-hmm. But if you see how he's acting after the first kid, my question is, why do you have the second with him?
But how many naive people are out there who marry blindly?
Who want to believe?
Yeah.
A lot. Well, I don't think a lot of people marry blind people, but I just think that it's, this is different than that.
We are speaking with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. What do you know about the prenup? Who's going to get what, Harvey?
Well, the prenup was drafted by one of the best divorce lawyers in the country. Her name is Laura Wasser, and she represents represented Angelina Jolie and Kiefer Sutherland and Nick Lachey. So that thing's going to be ironclad. There's no way anybody's going to attack the prenup. What I'm hearing is that the way Kevin is going to get money, or try to get money, he may challenge child custody.
Now, Harvey, didn't we hear a story a while back that Kevin Federline was getting paid per kid in the prenup or something? Like he gets money for each time she has a kid or something?
There are a million reports about this prenup. What I'm told about the prenup is that it's very limited in terms of how much money he gets. And a lot of times, you know, they're typically based on, you know, how long the marriage is and how deep the marriage is. But bottom line is he'll get a couple of million bucks probably out of this, but he is banking on more. And what I'm hearing, and you can, this is on very good authority, that he may kind of pull a Heather Mills here and basically say, you know, I'm going to make this tough on you, and I'm going to fight you for child custody.
Which is really shocking. So he's going to cut off a leg?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Not that kind of Heather Mills. No, that's not what he's talking about.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Is there something in the prenup, if you know, Harvey, that prohibits Kevin from spilling secrets of the marriage, writing a book, anything like that?
I didn't hear a word you just said.
I was just asking if he's allowed to. I don't know if the prenup makes it impossible for him to legally write a book, for instance, about Brittany, maybe blackmail her that way.
I don't think it has a confidentiality. It may, but you know what? The bottom line is she just wants rid of this guy.
My guess is
here's what's going to happen, that he may make rumblings which will just make him the most hateable person around to try and fight her for custody. There's no way a judge is going to give him custody.
No.
But I don't think it would ever get that far. I think he's just trying, you know, I think he'll end up getting more money than he'd be entitled to under the prenup and it'll go away.
So he wants to blackmail her into giving him cash.
Essentially.
You know what? A couple of million dollars, by the way, is that's a huge amount of money.
Hey, it's more than anyone else from Fresno has ever made, I'll tell you that.
How quickly do you think he would go?
Like a week. That's going to be awesome.
Harvey, let me ask you a couple of money questions. I have heard reports recently that Britney may not be super wealthy. She, you know, her heyday selling records was four or five years ago, and she hasn't been touring. And basically, she's had this leech who's been spending her money as fast as she has it coming in. What do you know about her worth?
I'm told she's worth between $35 and $50 million.
Wow.
So I don't think she's hurting. And it's true. I mean, she was funding his record company. She was bankrolling this guy. But she made a lot of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was huge. And, you know, guys, I don't know how you feel about it. I think she's going to have a bigger comeback than Mariah Carey.
I would think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. If she gets hooked up with the right people, there's no reason why she couldn't.
Harvey, you were talking about his record company and his CD. Is it possible that she just heard through the fire and realized that she needed out and said,
"I quit this bitch"?
Is that possible?
No.
Okay.
I'm hearing that this really has to do with his involvement in the marriage and being a father.
Okay.
And it was just the guy wanted. I mean, listen, about a mile from where our offices are, when she was pregnant and had some kind of false labor or something, he was playing paintball in an apartment around here all day long.
How do you get lucky enough to land a rich wife and blow it?
Because he's a douche nozzle.
But the barest minimum, you just have to do the barest minimum to keep somebody like Brittany happy. He wasn't even willing to do that.
Honey, I'm in the hospital. Paintballing.
Call someone who cares. That's actually, and you know, it's so Machiavellian, it's sick, but it's true that this guy was on this gravy train, and he was so dumb he didn't get it.
My favorite thing about that is that all of the lyrics on his CD, almost all, talk about how rich he is.
Yes.
How the cars he drives, the clothes he wears, all of that kind of stuff. And it's been out for, a week now? And everything is just the opposite now. He's out.
All right, last question for you, Harvey. And I heard some people talking yesterday about the timing of this divorce, suggesting that it was not coincidental that she chose yesterday to divorce because, as I understand it, there is something that he gets a certain amount of money per year that they're married, and they just passed their two-year anniversary. And if she was able to get the divorce papers in yesterday, that kicks it from going into 3 years' worth of alimony or whatever he's going to get in the settlement. Well, any truth to that?
No, let me tell you why I don't think that's true. Because if you look at the papers, in fact, I don't have them readily in front of me, but there's like I think it's October 18th, so we're long past that, the 1 year on that. But she's basically saying that's when they got married. But by the way, that's important because I don't know if you guys remember, but when they got married, there was this kind of private ceremony, and then there were pictures, and there were, you know, they had a party on the Sunset Strip,
right.
And everybody was talking about that's the wedding, and all of a sudden reports came out that that wedding was invalid and that they got married in a private ceremony a month later, and there was a big war between the different magazines.
That's right.
You remember that?
That's right. Yeah, So they pulled an Anna Nicole wedding.
Well, not exactly, because there was a thing about whether it was actually valid. There was some thing about the first wedding. It's not like they tried to pull a scam, but when she gave the date on her divorce petition yesterday, it's that second private ceremony. So she's kind of acknowledging
right. The
first big thing wasn't valid. And
gotcha. My
gut tells me that the timing there is going to have some impact on money here.
Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe there might be some sort of a 30-day window around that anniversary or something like that she may have been keeping an eye on. Because,
like buyer's remorse when you buy a used car.
Yeah, you can turn it back in. You know,
well, it's
11
like,
law.
You know, we heard so much about Tom Cruise picking the date of his divorce with Nicole Kidman to get out of whatever was going to kick in after 10 years or something like that, and I wondered if that had some play here.
Honestly, I don't think this was about money. I really don't. I mean, I think she was really, really unhappy with this guy, and he just would not engage as a father.
She should be more unhappy that everyone else in the world could see that from day one, and it took her 2 years.
Yeah,
but you know
exactly.
What? But you know what? She saw it.
Hey, guys, go to TMZ.com for continuing updates on this story and scroll back a few days to see the Brandon Davis song that we had on our air last week that actually includes our friend Harvey the Hammer Levin in the lyrics. It's a very funny song. Our friend Mark Davis does those songs for us, and he is terrific.
He
is good. You got to check it out. Harvey, I was very proud of you to see you get name-checked by the great Brandon Davis in that number.
I was, like, thrilled, honored. And, by the way, we're putting your KFET song on our website this morning.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for those
fantastic.
Of you who didn't hear, we did talk to Federlezzi a little bit earlier this morning, and he did a song that was a little different than we've heard from him lately.
A little change of attitude.
Yeah.
All right. TMZ.com. Harvey the Hammer.
Wait. You can't. How can you let me go without mentioning what today is?
Hey, Harvey, what's today?
Today is TMZ's 1 year anniversary.
It's been a year already.
How about that? Congratulations.
Wow.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Harvey. Bye now. Time for Ralph's Showbiz Beat. You ready for American Idol?
No.
Woo.
No. No. No.
Woo. Woo. Woo!
Really?
Woo!
They're already promoting its debut on January 16th next year.
Oh, God help us.
How about a four-hour premiere?
No.
Oh, my. All the 4 hours in one?
A four-hour American Idol premiere.
It's not split into two nights?
Well, they were going to do 4 hours and then decided they'll do 2 hours over two nights, yeah. So 4 hours altogether.
I'm okay with that because those are the bad ones, right?
That is all the horrible auditions,
okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Including
then I'm out.
Where Simon Cowell says is a city he calls totally miserable.
Yep.
Seattle, Washington.
Yep. No talent there,
really?
I hear. No
says
talent.
He hates Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
They did not have a good audition period here, no.
Seattle is going to be known as something other than coffee this year. They had the worst bunch of miserable singers I've ever met in my life. It was 2 days of total misery, and the weather was bad, too. Seattle just blows on every level.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd agree with that.
They should nuke it off the planet.
They should.
I'd say. Just eradicate it.
Nuclear weapon.
Exactly.
I don't think Seattle's missing Simon Cowell not being here either, by the way.
Oh.
Meryl.
No, you didn't.
Burn.
This is Bean speaking. I tried to bail on American Idol. I watched the first 3 years, and then I said, you know what? I'm out. I'm not gonna watch it anymore. And
man,
I was
a little
miserable.
Angel named Catherine McPhee came along and changed everything.
I was miserable that whole year because I saw how much fun you were having, Ralph, with American Idol. I wasn't watching it, and then I decided to get back on the next year and loved it all over again. So I'm totally in come January.
Hate that freaking show. I hate all the music they have to sing.
Oh,
I hate everything about it.
What about Catherine McPhee, though? Isn't
she
that enough?
Great.
Doesn't that? I mean,
she was
seriously.
I didn't watch the show when she was on. She was great in here, but my
I
God.
Didn't either. I'm done.
I like the drinking that apparently goes on, you know, with some of the judges. But other than that, I'm out.
Who could you be referring to?
I don't know.
Apparently, George Clooney scores again. Hutsy scores. Lipstick.com reports that he's got a new girlfriend. This smoking hot British TV host named Kat Deeley.
Oh!
Have you ever seen her or not? Have you ever seen Kat Deeley? Oh, man.
Yeah.
She interviewed him. He flirted outrageously with her, says a source. She flirted back. Next thing you know, boom.
She's
boom.
A woman.
Next thing you know, boom.
Yep.
Boom. She's knee-deep in Clooney. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lisa, George Clooney doesn't have to flirt. He really just has to point, right? And that's it?
Yeah, he can just snap his fingers. I think women just fall before him.
His charm, I think, is his biggest weapon. And I think it's the part he enjoys the most. I think he likes being charming and flirting and being clever and funny and just watching him
melt. Well,
and
that's good for him, but he doesn't have to do that for me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no one does. I've seen you put out for a lot worse than George, a lot worse than George Clooney.
She's throwing things at Ralph now.
Yeah. I saw some dude in front of a 7-Eleven snapped his finger once. She was like, oh.
Not true.
Angelina Jolie might be pregnant again.
I heard that yesterday.
Really?
Star Magazine has pictures of the actress in India with what appears to be, let's put it this way, a baby bump, as they call them. Mm-hmm. A source close to the couple says she's also taking prenatal vitamins, so... That's usually a dead giveaway right there.
Okay, she just
unless you're Britney
had a baby.
Spears, then you're smoking and swilling Southern Comfort out of a bottle, barefoot.
She just had a baby, then she just adopted a baby, mm-hmm. and now she might be pregnant again.
It's all babies
what
all the time.
Hell?
What you gonna do with all that junk?
Yeah.
All that junk inside your trunk.
Yeah.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
My bump, my bump, my lovely baby bump.
I'm a little bit surprised that she'd want to have another one because it seems that would cut into the amount of kids she's allowed to adopt, which seems to be a real passion.
But that's the beauty. You can adopt while you're pregnant with the one you're going to have. You can double up how quickly you can have children.
True.
Yep, that's
how
true.
Many does she need, though?
All of them.
Okay.
She wants them all.
She needs a bushel, however many that is.
Here's one I hope she adopts. Bobby Brown apparently has knocked up his girlfriend that he was staying with while... He got thrown out of the house from Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's such great. Oh, wait, bad news.
National Enquirer says that Corrine Steffens, the woman Bobby was living with when Whitney tossed him, is due in June. Reportedly, Bobby told her that he had a vasectomy and was safe and lied to her.
And she trusted him for some reason?
He didn't have a vasectomy.
What?
Why would you tell someone that if you didn't?
Why would you trust a word
because
that comes out of Bobby Brown's mouth?
You don't want to have to use a condom.
Exactly.
That's why. That's the only reason.
If you were fertile, that's going to come back and bite you in the ass and you're going to knock her up.
He's a stupid ass.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's what I say.
How do you feel about him? I'm sugarcoated, Lisa.
Would it be awesome if Britney gets a divorce and then marries Bobby Brown?
Oh.
And then they did only guy she could find in America that would be worse.
And then they did a reality show.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so perfect.
That would be perfect. And Anna Nicole Smith has been discharged from the hospital in the Bahamas where she was recovering from pneumonia.
Thank God she's safe.
Kind of discharge,
speaking of
Mike.
Discharge, Lisa May.
Wait a minute. Wow, Lisa's talking to herself as Gene Simmons now.
Was that your Gene Simmons impression?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Speaking of discharge, Lisa May.
Wow.
Wow. Now she's reportedly back in her house that the owner of which has asked her to get out of.
She probably hasn't paid.
She hasn't. She's got no money. She went to somebody and said, I need a house so I can live here. Can you buy a house and I'll pay you back? The guy said, all right. And she moved in and she hasn't given her any money.
Yeah.
She's probably telling him the whole, it's in the courts. I should get that.
I'm going to get the old dude's money.
$500 million any day.
Just wait for the money. Like my body.
Hey, well, she's healthy now. She's got her. She's over the pneumonia, so she's good.
Oh, good. I don't know if you're aware of this, Ralph, but there's a 27-part series in progress now on Entertainment Tonight and Insider.
That's all they show anymore.
Every night they give you 8 more words from Anna Nicole. And by the way, speaking of that, Ralph, you're going to be very excited if you don't know this. They revisit the anorexic twins of Australia tonight on the Insider.
Good.
good. Finally.
Got a follow-up on the anorexic twins.
Tonight, my medical freaks on The Insider. Laura, how skinny are they?
Well, they hired Tracy Gold, former famous actress and anorexic, to go down there and interview them. So we're going to find out how
she speaks their language. Yeah.
Yes, because she speaks no eating. It's a fantastic show.
Give me a little Anna Nicole from last night, will you? For those of you who aren't following the 50-part miniseries over there in Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, this is another classic clip from Anna, who talks about what it was like to cut the umbilical cord of her new daughter. You'll love it.
What was that moment like?
It was weird. It felt like I was cutting a sheep's thing or something. It was weird.
Yeah. That was almost a Kevin moment right there. That was like a moment with Anna Nicole. Sheep's thing.
Like she was cutting a sheep's thing is what she thought it was like.
Is she talking about the penis? Is that what she means by thing?
I guess so.
I don't know.
I mean, what else?
What could she possibly mean?
I don't know. Sheep's Why would that innards? Pop into her head?
Like sheep, like a haggis or something? Like a sausage?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Sausage. Yes, Mike. Sausage. Anyway, tonight, more Anna Nicole Smith and Entertainment Tonight.
She rules.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jack Osborne from the Osbournes, 21 years old today. You shouldn't have to have been in rehab and not be able to drink before you're legally able to drink. That should be a rule of life.
Yeah.
At 21, you should be able to enjoy a cocktail on your 21st birthday. Not have to be sober because you're out of rehab.
That sucks, right, Psycho Mike?
Yeah, it was weak.
Yeah, but it was. Okay. Tara Reid, the actress, is 31 years old today. Gretchen Mol, another very talented actress who's in a great movie called Betty Page. You can find on DVD now. Parker Posey, queen of the independent films, is 38. Courtney Thorne Smith from Ally McBeal, My Life is Jim. And some other show. She's 39. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, a lot of us here on the Kevin and Bean Show love dogs and have dogs.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I was watching Cesar Millan and The Dog Whisperer, and I watched two episodes, and it occurred to me that his advice for people who own dogs is always the exact same thing. He goes from house to house, and they say, my dog is going every which way. It's barking, and won't let me, blah, blah, blah. I can't control it. And then he says, what you need to do is blah. And he says the exact same thing to every single person.
True.
His advice doesn't change.
Lisa, who read Cesar Millan's hit book and watches the TV show religiously, still has dogs that are just running her. They're dogs that are just, they're controlling the pace of their lives.
I will say that there has been some improvement, but there are some problems I cannot seem to fix.
Okay, you watch Cesar Millan's show, The Dog Whisperer,
all
the time.
Yes.
Is it true that he gives the same advice to every single dog owner?
Well, the basic advice is that you have to be the alpha dog.
Is it true that he gave advice to a woman who is having the exact same problem you are?
Yes.
So they addressed your problem on his show.
Yes, my exact problem. I was waiting for him to get to this problem.
And?
He's magical and I couldn't fix it. I did what he said and it didn't work.
Lisa, I think what you need is some one-on-one time with the Dog Whisperer. So we have arranged for the great Cesar Millan to join us on the phone here again this morning to talk to us.
That's awesome.
Cesar, good morning.
Oh, hello. Buenos dias. Cesar Millan here. Dog Whisperer.
Now, Cesar, were you listening to us?
Hold on one moment, please. Missy.
Okay, that is better. Okay.
While we're on the phone, is there any way you can get the dogs to pipe down a little bit?
Yes, hold on. I'm at my compound, El Perro Caliente.
Right.
Hold on one moment. Let me get the dog. It's quiet down.
Okay.
Okay, much better.
Okay, now.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, continue.
Cesar, I watched a bunch of your shows, and it occurred to me that you give the exact same advice to every single dog owner.
Not true.
And what's that?
That's not true. I try to cater to every customer.
Well, I know, but for the most part,
for the most part, the dog owners here in America, they suffer from the same problem. So many a time it is it's good to, every single person I can say the same underlying thing.
Okay.
I must be in control.
Right.
I must be the trendsetter, the trailblazer, the alpha dog.
Right.
You are the master of the dog, not vice versa.
Okay.
So you have to act in a way that the dog understands, which is that you are the leader and he or she needs to follow you.
Yes. You are not taking a dog for a walk. You are simply going for a walk and the dog is lucky enough to come along.
Okay.
You are not feeding a dog. You happen to have dog food and he's lucky enough to have some. You understand me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Cesar, you did a show on dogs that bark at the TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Lisa, what was your other problem?
Well,
dogs that bark at other dogs.
Well, my dog barks at dogs on the TV.
I know, but...
And then my other problem is that when we go for walks and they see other dogs, they lose their minds.
Okay. I've seen you address this 15 times, Cesar.
Yes. For instance, every solution to a dog problem,
yeah,
it must be relevant, to the problem itself. The solution is relevant to the problem.
Okay.
For instance, Lisa May?
Yes.
You must look at your dog. What is your dog's name?
Liza and Maggie.
You say, Liza, be quiet, okay?
Have you tried that,
I
Lisa?
I do that.
It's very important. Okay, don't worry. If you're watching TV and they bark at dogs, mm-hmm. what you do is, like I said, you make the solution very relevant to the problem.
Okay.
Turn on Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. and you press pause when Sandra Oh is on the TV. And they will no longer watch TV. They will no longer watch TV.
So then the dog will even look in the area of
That is a very scary, ugly box of light.
Okay.
No longer will I look at it. Okay. So problem is solved.
I've never heard that advice,
either.
Problem solved.
Right, what about when she takes her dog for a walk and it barks at other
and
dogs?
And they bark at other dogs.
Okay. You take your dog for a walk. Remember, you only take the dog for a walk. You are going for a walk, dog lucky enough to come along.
Okay.
Okay, we got that.
It sees another dog, okay? And it goes crazy.
Uh-huh.
You go to my website. We sell different clothes, paraphernalia for doggy.
Okay.
Okay? You buy the booties we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And you put those booties on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These booties are made of lead. So then you just, like a soccer, throw it right into a lake.
What?
Yeah. You throw it in like a soccer ball.
You want me to drown my dog?
He will never, ever yell at another dog again.
Wait, sir, hold on. Caesar, you're suggesting...
You want me to buy lead booties?
You're suggesting is puppy lake for the dogs because they bark on a wall?
Need my solution. If you do that and it does not respond...
Right.
And you perhaps football spike it a couple times, it does not respond...
Caesar, you're...
Next thing you know, you buy my special lead booties, CaesarMalan.com.
You sell lead booties?
Yes.
And I can only do it if I buy your lead booties?
Yes. Have you tried waterboarding the dog?
No.
It works very well.
Does it?
Yes.
So torture my dog.
Well, no, it's not torture. You are showing who is the master, who is in control. You Americans, you're so soft for animals. Yeah. You coddle your animals. You dress them up for Halloween. You do crazy things. You enter them into Dodger contests, who is a Dodger dog, all these things.
That is
crazy. In Mexico, my home country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mira, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Okay.
We show who's in charge.
So Lisa May is, the dog is not being drowned. Lisa May is swimming to the bottom of the lake, and the dog is lucky enough to come along.
Lisa May is skimming objects along the top of the lake.
Okay.
The dog happened to sink. Now, Lisa May, I hear rumors going around town that you have problems with the anal gland of the puppy.
Maggie needs to have her anal gland strained.
Okay, ridiculous.
Regularly.
Ridiculous. Cesar Milan, obviously. You can tell by the way I talk, and by my job, he's no stranger to anus.
Right.
But usually I'm dealing with Ramon, my pool boy's anus.
Oh, really?
The problem with your dog is not in his anus, it is yours. You need to pull your head out of your ass.
Okay. All right.
Never touch the doggy's ass. Let them explode at will.
Because it will explode.
Yes. What you need to do, like I said, the solution must be relevant to the problem.
Okay.
Turn on Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You make them wash a couple of times. They see what can go wrong with an anus.
Okay.
And they'll never have problem again.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. All right.
This is very unorthodox.
Very, very different from what we've seen on the TV show, uh-huh. The Dog Whisperer, Cesar. But you have some good advice today.
Editing is a big thing on my show. You know, and they must edit it out to keep it to a one-hour show. You
sure.
know, it could go on forever.
Sure.
So many problems, so many doggies to deal with.
Yeah. So lead boots. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate the personal advice.
Have you ever, you know, dogs have many nipples. Have you ever tried putting car battery on nipples?
No.
Yeah, you watch them fly.
What are you talking about?
It gives a nice shine, a rewarding shine to their coat as well.
Our security guard is Charles, and Charles is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Charles. How are you?
How are you, man?
Let's
good
keep it funky now. And juicy.
Well, if we've learned anything from the years we've known you, Charles, it's we got to keep it funky. That's for sure.
Hey, you got to keep it funky, my man.
Charles' website is legendarydrummer.tv if you want to check it out. He's the man who put the backbeat in rock and roll behind Little Richard for all those years. And what's the deal? You got a new interview out on newsstands right now, Charles?
Yeah, Music Connection. It came out November the 2nd. It's about percussion discussion, and I have an interview in there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Wow.
And you say that you had to act gay in the day so that black people could play white clubs and the white people wouldn't be afraid you were going to take their women?
We have to look gay
right. And
act gay. That's the strategy we use for the play the white clubs down south, because if we look too manly and everything like that, we look more aggressive, and we have to just look like, you know, gay guys and dress like gay guys and all that kind of stuff for the introduce rock and roll to the white club down south.
No
wow.
kidding.
What the white husbands and boyfriends didn't realize, though, is that you could take their women anyway, whether you were pancake makeup or not.
We did.
You guys were the coolest.
We were
the rock and roll musicians. Yeah, you had the outfits, you had the attitude, you had the fame, the money, the talent, you had it all.
They didn't know no better. We know what we was doing.
Charles.
Keep it funky.
I was walking out to the parking lot yesterday and I said, see you, Charles. And he said, keep it funky. And then I walked a little further and he said, hey, hey, hey. And I said, what? He goes, and juicy.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, now Charles has slept with over 1,500 women. And because
Charles.
He used to play in a rock band, for God's sakes.
Right.
He was a drummer for Little Richard and a bunch of other bands. And he pretty much has been married.
Oh, 24 years. My third wife, 24 years.
Third wife, okay.
Yeah.
So he knows a lot
the
about.
Third time.
He knows a lot about relationships.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he knows his way about around a woman. That's what we're saying.
So we're going to take your calls in a minute. 1-800-520-1067.
But can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys, and let me talk to your little brother and big brother and all that kind of stuff. You know, when you guys make love to your woman and all that stuff, after you get through, don't go on the other side of the bed. I mean, a woman wants to be caressed. Don't treat her like a rag doll. You got to be kind to her and everything like that, man. You know, I mean, caress her after you make love. Just make sure that you know you have feeling for her. Don't just throw her away like that, you know. And if you guys don't straighten up your act and everything like that, what's going to happen? I'm going to bring you on Santa Monica Boulevard with your pants down with some Vaseline.
What are you talking about?
Wow. Oh,
back up. So, Lisa, is he right about all that caressing BS? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
So if you have questions, it could be relationship questions. It can be questions about how to deal with a woman, how to make a woman happy. It can be girls talking about guys. Whatever questions you have, relationship problems. Our man Charles has lived it, and he knows what he's talking about. So he'll give you some good advice. 1-800-520-1067. Call now for Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge of our days and our nights. Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights.
Security guard Charles been working the gate here at K-Rock for 35 years almost, and he has seen and done it all. He's an expert on all things relationship. You can see his website at legendarydrummer.tv on the internet. Right now, your phone calls are standing by. It's another round of Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge of our days and our nights.
Sing it if you know it.
Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights.
I wish like hell we could tell you what Charles was saying during the song, Red Hot Chili Peppers, but just can't, FCC.
Oh, don't my God.
I will tell you, though, that Charles was describing in great detail the way to make love to a woman, and I think he could have Lisa May right now if he wanted her.
Well,
I really do.
He's got it. His finger on all the buttons.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And I got my favorite finger. Excuse me, finger right here next to my thumb.
Okay, we don't need to see your favorite finger. All right. Charles is here. He's got relationship advice for you. We have Louis on hold, who is in West Covina. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, we're good.
Well, we're great. Charles is here. It's your lucky day. He's in charge. What problem can he help you with this morning?
Well, my thing is that me and my girlfriend have been going out for about 6 years now. And we're pretty much on the rocky edge. And I'm trying to see what's the best way of trying to win her over now.
How to win her over after 6 years?
That's a long time, my man. That's a long time.
How come you didn't get married?
Actually, I was engaged to her, but she broke it off.
Well, why did she break it off?
Why did you break it off?
During the time, it was more of financial reasons.
Yeah.
You're worthless and no help? Financial?
Yeah, right.
Help?
So you're trying to save this relationship. You're coming to Charles as a last-ditch effort because you've got 6 years invested. You don't think the relationship is going to survive unless you can come up with some magic answer, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Charles?
You got to remember, my man, romance without finance is a damn nuisance. Now, do you guys have anything in common?
Oh, somewhat. You know, we've been drifting apart pretty much now.
Well, why don't y'all sit down and talk about it and get to some kind of conclusion and talk.
Hey, that's crazy talk.
It sounds to me like they have a lot in common. They're both disappointed in Louis.
Louis, is you doing right? You bringing a flower on holidays and birthdays and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Are you caressing her after sex?
After sex, that's right. You're caressing her? You're not just throwing her aside to be like a piece of meat?
The apartment hasn't been so great either.
Really?
That's great.
Well, I don't think you should stay in that relationship, Louis, because I don't think you're going nowhere, my man. You know, unless y'all talk it over, whatever, and stuff like that, because it don't sound like nothing happening to them. It sounds like the foundation is disappearing.
Yeah, we're going to move on. Charles is right, though. It's time for you to do her a favor and just leave her.
Yeah, do her that favor.
Exactly. Thank you, Louis, for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, let's go to Jenny in Van Nuys. Good morning, Jenny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, and Charles in charge.
What a do, nephew.
What a dude.
Jenny.
Well, my question is, how do I break up with my boyfriend that I just moved in with?
Oh, nice. Oh.
Good thinking.
That you just moved in with. Why did you move in with him in first?
You know what? These last few days, I've been trying to, like, feel it out, say, oh, okay. Plus, I needed him for the down payment. But
you used him.
But wait a minute. You don't use him.
You used him.
You use him for a down payment, and then you want to break up with him as soon as you move in?
We just moved in on the second.
That's
so.
The worst idea ever.
No, because the thing is that I've been trying to just feel it out, to, you know, just see, okay, you know, because I was pissed off at him all the time before we moved in together.
Okay, so you moved in on the second with a guy who you were always angry with, and now it's the eighth, and you want to quit and get out.
And now you've given it six whole days, and you said, that's it, I can't do this anymore.
Jenny, I think you used that guy, but, you know, I think you're the type of person that needs your own privacy.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? The thing is that I just need, like, I need to let him off gently. I'm not going to do it anytime soon because it'll just devastate him.
Yeah, what's his name? First and last. Charles, what's your advice for her? How can she let him down easy?
Well, if you want to let him down easy, the guy's already in there, so you know you can be hurt a lot and stuff like that. So what happened is just tell him that your ex-boyfriend is coming back in town or whatever and stuff. And just let the guy visit you and just be cold with him and just wear off like that. But you got to keep it funky.
There is
okay,
that.
But your advice is for Jenny to lie to him and suggest that another man is involved in that.
Well,
she
lied
to
him for the down payment for the apartment or whatever.
Right, but isn't that a less painful lie than, hey, I'm getting back together with some other dude? I mean, wouldn't he rather hear the truth?
He don't want to hear the truth.
Jenny, fake your own death. That's my that's my suggestion.
Keep it funky.
Keep it funky. Yes, you always have to do
and
that.
Juicy.
Thank you, Jenny.
I believe in Charles, but I think he was leading Jenny astray. I got to step in on that one.
Really?
I'm not sure Charles knows.
All right, let's go to Sheila in Los Angeles. She's got a question for you, Charles, that you've already started to talk about. Sheila, good morning.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Welcome to Charles in Charge.
My question is, what can I do so my boyfriend can caress me after we're being...
Okay, so he doesn't do that, and she wants to help him do that. What should she do, Charles?
Help him do what? I didn't get
caress her after sex.
Oh, all you have to do is get close to him and everything like that, and I mean, kiss him on the neck and put your arms around him, and you know, tell him that you love him, and just ask for what you want. That's a lot of women, they don't ask for what they want, and they get mad if the guy don't give it to them. So tell her, you know, I mean, tell the guy that I like to be caressed after we have sex and stuff like that. Or if he don't initiate and start doing it, you get close to him and tell him this what I like, this what I like. I like this, not just sex and everything like that. And that
Charles, you know, a lot of guys, they're done with their women afterwards. They got no need
to
spend time.
Well, that's what I was saying before. No, you're supposed to still treat them nice.
Your boyfriend what?
Yeah, my boyfriend, like, after we're done being intimate, he just goes straight to his computer.
Right, to Sports Center?
Yeah, like you're a piece of meat. You ain't no piece of meat, baby. You're a human being. I want all my women out there and all the women I know to be treated right. That guy's supposed to pay you more respect than that. But tell him what you want. He might not know. A man is not a man.
I've told him, you know what? You're kind of cold with me because he, like, goes to his computer. He goes to the bathroom, and I tell him, like, oh, you're so mean to me after we're done being intimate. And he was starting to be, like, nicer to me afterwards, but that only lasted, like, 2 days and, like...
All right, go to the bathroom with him, then.
Now, what you do is...
No?
What you do is go in front of the computer and be naked, stand naked in front of the computer, and I might kind of turn him on a little bit. So you have a combination of sex and computer.
Or she goes to Cesar Millan's website and buys those lead booties.
Keep it frozen in Puppy Lake.
Yes. Yep. I'm sorry, what did you...
And keep it funky.
Keep it funky.
Yeah.
Keep it funky. More than anything else, keep it funky.
Sheila, good luck with that. I think Charles is saying maybe more conversation on the topic. Let's do one more. I love Miranda's call because I'm sure this is one that's very common. Miranda in West L.A., you're on with Charles in Charge on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's your question for Charles?
Okay, I just want to know why my boyfriend broke up with me after surgery if I didn't want to have sex with him.
Your boyfriend broke up with you? After surgery. What surgery?
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Okay.
Okay, but you had some sort of
the
surgery that made it, made it impossible for you to have sex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he broke up with you. Okay. How long were you not going to be able to have sex?
Just for probably about a month.
That's the body, right?
Yeah.
Ain't that wrong with your mouth, huh?
Oh, my God, Charles.
Well, it's a legitimate question. Miranda, was there anything wrong with your mouth?
Oh, there wasn't.
But she was probably sore.
Use that second hand. You know, use that for a backup.
Look.
Use that for a backup.
Look.
Don't forget the knee pad.
Come on, you guys.
The honest... The honest truth is, Miranda, if he's going to break up with you after a month because you can't have sex with him, lose his sorry ass.
Yes.
And keep it funky.
Keep it very funky.
Thank you, Miranda. Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
Another excellent episode. Charles in charge of our
days and our nights. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat and all the other great stuff going on in Hollywood.
Yeah, I got an angry email from someone saying, why aren't you guys talking about the Britney Spears-Kevin Federline divorce? I listened to your Showbiz news and you barely mentioned it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We've been talking about it all day. People.
Nonstop.
And so is America. For the past 24 hours, that's all everyone's been talking about. And there's other stuff going on.
Not really.
They divorced.
Yeah.
They're getting divorced. She filed for divorce and then went ice skating. That's what she did.
That's true. That's what you do.
That's what she did. That's how she celebrated.
That's how she rolls.
She went ice skating. Yeah.
So they got divorced? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Hmm. However, I'm much more fascinated by Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' pending marriage in a medieval castle near Rome. Next weekend, that's the rumor. However, the Vatican is reportedly having a meeting about whether they'll allow it to be a Catholic ceremony or not because Cruise is twice divorced.
And they got pregnant out of wedlock.
Oh, yes, Lisa. Yes, they
did.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you want to have a Catholic wedding, you kind of should follow the rules, right?
I know. I'm saying, you know, if he had fondled an altar boy, then they would have, you know,
absolutely.
They'd be fine with it. They would have excused him. They would have moved him to another parish, but still, they would have let him have his wedding there.
They just would have moved the wedding, but
they
would have been fine.
There are some rules like divorce you just cannot cross. Child diddling, okay, but divorcing, no thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. It was supposed to be a Catholic wedding on November 17th, and then a Scientology ceremony the following day. So a double wedding, back to back.
Is it true that a UFO comes out of the sky and lowers them down for the Scientology wedding?
No, the UFO comes by and drops rose petals on
rose
the couple.
Petals.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. And then Xenu opens up a volcano and cake comes out of it. it's like a cake fountain, but it's like a volcano. It's
just
all
very pieces of cake.
Very exciting. Everybody gets a piece.
All right.
Ralph, if you have a Scientology wedding, do you have to invite Kirstie Alley? Because imagine what that does to the food budget.
Oh, it's true. I didn't even think about that. According to Fox News, Leah Remini, Kirstie Alley, Jenna Elfman, John Travolta, Kelly Preston, Priscilla, and Lisa Marie Presley, the usual suspects in
sure.
the Scientology community, have all been invited to the party, and Tom has chartered a jet to take them all there to the ceremony.
Are they nice. Not allowed to invite non-Scientologists to the wedding?
I think they are, but they're saying amongst the preeminent Scientologists, this is the... The Rogues Gallery that's going to be there.
Okay.
They'll be flying on Air Elron and they'll land there in Rome and all have a good time. So we'll keep you posted. Anna Nicole Smith's out of the hospital in the Bahamas where she's been recovering from a bout of pneumonia.
Whew, that was close.
Yeah, well, you know.
Man.
That settles in your chest. That could have been deadly for her.
Wow.
Reportedly, she's back in the house where the owner has asked her to leave, the one she's living in now.
This is the guy that bought the house for her.
Right, because she had no money. And she said, I need to establish residency in the Bahamas to... escape all the legal issues I'm going to have about this child. And could you buy this for me? I'll just pay you back. Don't worry about it. The guy said stupidly, okay.
Yeah. Has he never met
her
before?
He has not seen a dime, apparently, from what she owes him.
So is the current thinking, Ralph, that she doesn't want to come back to the United States if she can help it because she's afraid of being forced into a paternity test for the baby?
I think there's a lot of legal issues regarding this and her son's death. And her sketchy relationship with the sleazy lawyer, Howard K. Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels safer being out of the jurisdiction by staying in the Bahamas. It seems that, why else would you stay there? Why wouldn't she go and then come back to the state? She's refusing to come back to the United States.
Yeah.
It seems like the paternity test is a large part of it.
I'm really surprised somebody like Entertainment Tonight doesn't sit down with her and do some sort of an interview.
Funny you should mention that, Pete. It hasn't been well publicized by Entertainment Tonight. But they have, in fact... sat down with Anna Nicole Smith in her only, as far as I know, televised interview regarding all the stuff that's going on. And for our viewing entertainment, they have shattered it into 106 segments that will be airing from now until mid-spring next year sometime. They're giving us a little taste each night.
But each night, they're giving us some good nuggets.
Well, last night we found out about the many difficulties of young motherhood in Anna Nicole Smith's case, especially putting on diapers.
Actually, the first time I ever put a diaper on her, I put it on backwards. And I felt so stupid because I'm all, you know, when I watch movies and the guys, they play around and act like they put it on backwards. And I'm like, how stupid can that person be?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty stupid.
So
and
she,
as you pointed out earlier, she has changed hundreds of diapers in her life. She has raised a child before.
Right. Yeah, it's not something you forget
I would think that easily.
Have you guys noticed that all of her references are to TV and movies? She thought she was being punked when they told her son
yeah,
was
true.
Dead. She's seen him in movies when they act like they don't know what they're doing.
In the movie.
What the hell?
When they showed an interview with her when she was like the guest jeans model.
Oh,
when she was being in Playboy and that kind of stuff.
That's when she was hot.
And the entertainment guy sat down with her, and she was still stupid, but she's like, this is so excited. I can't believe it. I feel like this is a dream come true, and someone's just going to pop my balloon any second. I can't believe it's happening. And nice here now, she's like, I put a diaper on. Oh. She can't get on. She can't pronounce the word on. How much medication do you think she's on?
Enough for a horse.
Yeah, right? It's got to be all medication.
Yes, all medication in the world.
The Pfizer must just drop off a truck at her house every day.
Yep.
It's hard for us to describe. You really have to see for yourself, and you can tune in any night between now and spring on Entertainment Tonight to see what she looks like. But she is in some sort of a medical haze. It's just she can barely keep her head lifted.
I think it's a medical-induced coma.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, she was on our show. She tried to say it was because she had a Texas...
Slang.
Slang. Remember, that's what she kept saying. I have a Texas slang. That's why I talk like
this. And then she got mad at that, and then Bean asked her why she was fat, and she got up and ran out.
Yeah. Well, she didn't run. So it was kind of waddled.
Right.
And lastly, my favorite showbiz story of the day by far. I'm not familiar with the book, The Dirt. It's the autobiography, basically, of Motley Crue, written by Vince Neil. Talks about the band's success and their outrageous behavior during the heyday of Motley Crue, and they're making a movie out of it called The Dirt. Four unknown young actors will be playing the crew in their prime. However, they're starting to line up celebrities to play other rock notables. So as they tell the stories and run into these guys, they'll see Val Kilmer, for example, playing David Lee Roth from Van Halen in the film.
I think you could pull that off.
As a cameo, I think it's great casting. Yeah. But the exciting casting is, you know, they toured with Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
And there's a legendary story how Ozzy got down off the tour bus and saw a line of ants going across the parking lot.
Right.
And grabbed a straw and kneeled down and snorted the ants.
Sounds like Ozzy.
Yeah. And to play Ozzy Osbourne, they've tapped Christopher Walken to be in the film.
Oh, that's great news.
Chris Walken is Ozzy Osbourne. Have you ever heard anything greater in your
life?
No,
I've never heard anything that makes less sense, though.
What?
How could he
do it?
Perfect for that.
He is?
Perfect.
Oh, he'll be great.
Is that sort of spacey, scary, slash crazy,
I guess,
addle-brained character? Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. Today's celebrity birthdays, we've got Courtney Thorne-Smith from Everybody Loves Jim.
I think it's The Life According to GARP.
Oh, whatever that show
Something
is.
Something like that.
Anyway, she's 39 years old today. Parker Posey, who is starring in, for your consideration, the upcoming Christopher Guest improv movie,
that looks great.
Is going to be awesome.
She's a great actress.
38. McGretchen Mol, another very talented, beautiful actress. Currently, you can find her on DVD in the Betty Page movie, which I thought she was great in. She's 33 years old today. Tara Reid is 31 years old today. And Jack Osbourne, speaking of the Osbournes, celebrates his 21st birthday. And as I mentioned 21st. Earlier, can't have a drink. He's already been out of rehab. He's already had to sober up before he was able to have his first legal cocktail.
Yeah. That sucks ass.
It's tragic to me. As a man who loves booze as much as I do, to not be able to hoist one on your 21st birthday, to go into that bar and slap that ID right in that fat bouncer's face and say, give me a drink. Jack will never know that pleasure.
Well, he may.
That's great. Take a fistful of OxyContin. What does he care? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, it's time for Kevin and Bean's.
What do you do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. We got four prizes. So we have to pick the best four, and here are the prizes.
A ride snowboard from Sports Chalet, plus a pair of lift tickets, valid at Bear Mountain or Snow Summit. Snow is arriving soon at Big Bear, it lies here.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it will soon.
100 degrees out. No.
Soon?
Well, it doesn't mean today.
There's global warming.
Dude, if it was 101 in Woodland Hills yesterday, what was it in Big Bear? About 70?
It's not going to rain. It's not going to snow in Woodland Hills. I'm not saying that. It's still going to be 101 for the rest of our lives. All right. Let's begin with Brandon in Canyon Country. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. What do you do, nephew?
What do you do?
Well, actually, I work for one of the larger parcel services, Go Brown. And
what can Brown do for you?
And actually, yesterday, during lunch, all of a sudden, we heard one of our female employees screaming. She was unloading one of the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually ran down there, and to our slight laughter, she actually, a vial, not a vial, it was actually a container of rhino semen had fell onto her.
Oh.
No.
No.
And now she's pregnant.
No.
Yes. She's going to have a half human, half rhino baby.
No, that's too good to be true, Brandon.
She's going
to
have a Huno. No.
We ran out there.
Or Ryman.
We read the packaging. It was a filmy liquid, and we read the packaging. It was actually on its way to the L.A. Zoo to be used for impregnation of another rhino.
Oh, my God.
Rhino semen, by the way, is opening the Christmas issue.
We're not allowed to talk about that. You're wrong.
Lisa May, this story.
Gene.
That joke does itself. No. Give me the microphone back.
Hey, Brandon, one more question. Why couldn't they, I don't know, have put it like in a Tupperware or something like that? Why is rhino sperm going out there loose?
Well, it was in a Tupperware style package. It was actually the top wasn't completely sealed when shipped, and because that stuff it needs to be sent within a certain amount of time.
Right. Sure.
And whoever did it didn't seal it properly. And
fantastic.
Right.
Nothing worse than rhino semen going sour. You don't want that.
Ew. If you need to ship your rhino semen, we've got your packaging.
I would think they would send it on ice or though something in a cooler. Yeah. That would have to stay a certain temperature.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brandon, we need to talk to her. Can you hook that up?
You know what? Right now, I think that would be the worst thing.
I'm not saying right this second. I'm saying
she's actually trying to file a lawsuit because
she's traumatized.
Oh, she's traumatized.
Wait till 9 months from now. She's really going to be traumatized.
No kidding. Or whatever sounds rhinos make.
Is that what a rhino sounds like?
Well, a baby rhino. When it's sticking its horn out of your uteri. There's no chance that Brandon won't win the snowboard, Dave.
Right.
So you can go ahead and give him that for that call. That was great. Yeah.
Speaking of horns in the uterus, Lisa.
Rudy in Santa Ana. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. What are you doing, nephew?
Hey, check this out. I'm a driving instructor in the city of Irvine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should probably get this pop going as to where Arabian people should wear, like, deodorant or something like that.
Oh, stop.
I was with them. You know, it gets kind of annoying.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me stop right there. First of all, I thought Arabians were horses. I thought Arabs were people.
No, Arabian people have to wear deodorant. That's what he wants.
Well, Rudy, if you go outside the U.S., you'll find there's lots of people that aren't really that good with the deodorant.
That's why we stay inside the United States.
That's why he's in Irvine.
Yeah.
Roll down the window.
Rudy, I'm going to say good luck with that. Call us back when you figure out the secret.
You just missed this term's election. You know, you could have put that in a proposition. You just missed out.
All right, let's go to Mike in North Hollywood. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what'd it do, guys?
What'd it do, nephew?
Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, so guys, I just turned 21, like, today.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, fantastic.
Thank you, guys. And I'm going to Vegas this weekend with a couple buddies and a couple cousins, but I've never been able to do the good Vegas thing. So since Ralph and Kevin, you guys are, you know, experienced veterans, I was looking for some pointers on what to do and see.
First of all, there is a part on our website called Leave Us Alone, I think. Is that it? Where the frequently asked questions,
so, yeah.
Where we have our recommendations for Vegas. But the first thing that I want to ask you, Mike, is you don't have a fake ID. How lame are you?
You know what? It's not that hard to get what you need to get sometimes. You don't really need the fake ID all the time.
Well, you do in Vegas.
You do in Vegas. You got to go to the Spearmint Rhino. You got to go to the Hard Rock. You got to go to the new Playboy Club. You know,
yeah, the Playboy Club at the Palms is brand new when they just opened. That's where you really need to check it out. Your head will explode.
But the problem, Mike, is that you'll start drinking, and then you'll start looking at the hot chicks, and you'll just give every penny that you've ever had to them.
And it'll be all worth it.
And it'll be worthwhile. So call us
back. And Sapphire's a gentleman's club, too, for strip clubs. Pretty good.
Sweet.
Call us back from jail.
Ralph was telling us recently that compared to the draconian laws in Southern California, a little looser in Vegas, too. Well,
Vegas is usually pretty tight, too. They're usually pretty strict. But last time I had just a good run. I don't know what happened. I just got lucky. Joey and Brea, good morning.
What to do, nephew?
What to do, Joey?
Lisa May.
Hey.
Checking into a hotel, and in front of me is Macaulay Culkin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's checking in, and he's talking and hitting on this really hot girl at the front desk.
Right. Okay.
And he says, "Do you all have to wear those really ugly dresses?" And she's like, "Yeah, yeah, we do." And he says, "Well, if you want to after your shift, you can come up to my room and take it off."
Oh,
nice.
Oh, hey. Because he doesn't want to be home alone.
Hey.
How did it work? Did she find him charming?
No. What she said back, she said, "How long ago did you get divorced?"
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a raw deal. It's been plenty long enough for him to be dating again. It's been over a year.
And then he slapped his face and went,
"Oh!" Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. That's a great story.
Let's go to, I'm trying to avoid line four.
Please do.
Let's go to Vince.
Why? What's wrong with line
four? Well, it's ugly, ugly topic. Vince in Temple City. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, nephew?
Hey, how are you doing,
good,
nephew?
How are you doing?
Eugene Levy on the phone, apparently.
Has anyone ever been more white than Vince? I thought I was white. Go ahead.
Yeah, this incident happened on Sunday. This one lady with her unborn child had a baby shower with her third going friend.
Right,
yeah. And this one girl that was at the party, everybody thought that the other person had invited her, but actually she invited herself.
So nobody knew who this stranger was at the baby shower?
Nobody knew who she was. And she was the one helping the lady that was pregnant with the envelopes and the money.
Okay,
I'll take care of that.
Vince, wait a minute. How would somebody who the bride doesn't know or the mom doesn't know be handing her the cards?
Because it was a church-going group, everybody trusted each other, and everybody thought, well, maybe she invited her.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So she's giving her the envelopes with the gift cards, and most of them were from Target.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they had dinner, it was probably like an hour or two,
mm-hmm.
that girl had disappeared, and they're like, hey, what happened to that one girl that was helping me out?
Uh-huh.
They're like, well, I don't know.
I know where this is going.
So they're like, well, where's the basket? And they're like, what basket? So sure enough, they went straight to Target, and sure enough, she was already there.
The girl was there cashing them in. Nice.
How about that?
$500 worth of merchandise.
I like that.
That was supposed to go to the unborn baby, but went to her.
I like that, and I like your enthusiasm for the story, Vince.
He does seem to be delighted with the outcome.
As well. Hey, it's so funny. This is great.
All right. I think that's probably all the time we have for that. I think Mike, as a birthday gift, gets himself a snowboard and some lift tickets today. What do you guys think about that?
Sure.
I think Joey with the great Macaulay Culkin story, I think we got to give him an... And what do you think? You want to either go with Rudy with the
Rudy.
Arabian people or yeah. Vince with the baby shower?
Rudy, Arabian.
Vince.
Yeah, I think
Arabian Vince. People smell.
I like Vince's I think enthusiasm.
Vince. Yeah. All right. Vince, yeah. We're going to also hook you up with the prizes for What a Dude F You today. And thanks for everybody.
And Rhino Seaman gets one too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he already got his.
Oh, he got his first thing.
Rhino Seaman's
sure.
all set.
Let's make sure.
Exactly. I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including our pal Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. Terrific entertainment website. And congratulations to Harvey and everybody who works over there so hard at TMZ.com on their 1-year anniversary today.
We're going to be partying with Harvey tonight.
How about that?
Are you going to the party
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we're going to the 1-year anniversary party. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be a little rough here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Excellent.
Because you know, Harvey loves you. Down.
Oh. Jillian, love everybody over there. They do a terrific job. Also, thanks to Firouz Basri. He does not wear deodorant, but he is the creator of the Tabloid Fantasy League.
Stop it.
If you love celebrities as we do, go to the website TabFL. That's TABFL.com to find out how to play. I think you'll enjoy it.
Also, thanks to Donald Rumsfeld for stepping down finally. Okay, let's talk about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
That's Wasn't unbelievable.
It just last week that George Bush was on saying, no,
he'll
man,
never,
he's
no never do
way.
It. He's
as
doing as I'm here, guy. He's here.
Right.
A lot of critics are saying he should step down, but they're wrong. I got support from my guy.
Gone.
Then the Army Times comes out and says, hey, we'd like him to step down. And we work for him.
You know the guy who runs us? We don't like him.
Tomorrow morning, why does Tyra Banks blow? We will continue in our 150-part essay on why that is. There's reasons every day why she
blows.
We
could blows. Do the whole show on that.
Yeah. Lost highlights.
Not bad.
It's a live theme. Thank you. Bobtel wants to quit.
No way.
Bob what? Tell, he doesn't work for us.
What about his contract?
He wants to quit. He says, he do I have a contract? And we need to remind him tomorrow that he does.
It's Bob Toe.
He does not want to appear on the Kevin and Bean Show anymore?
No.
I thought he wanted to make it in the entertainment business, Kevin and Bean.
That's why he wants off the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I see.
He realizes this may not be the vehicle to carry him there.
Ralph will tell you, this is the dead end of all dead ends when
right.
it comes to showbiz.
You've got to get off of this if you want to succeed in showbiz.
Tomorrow, also a info on a Scientology wedding. Also, tomorrow we have a car that parallel parks by itself.
That oh, God,
freaks
I need
me
that.
Out, that car.
Parallel
parks
awesome.
By
I watch
itself.
It and it just wigs me out. It's not right. It's unnatural.
I must have it.
It's the dork sided.
It is dork sided. Yeah.
Why can't women parallel park, Lisa? What's the problem with you gals?
I have read that you know, each sex has their own strengths, and we have trouble with spatial relationships as a gender. Not
really?
Not every
that.
Woman, but it tends to happen more to women, and I definitely do.
Did that article list what strengths women have?
Because I've been wondering
about that. Well, verbal is one of them, Ralph.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
All
right. What do you think about that?
Well, we've heard the Anna Nicole Smith interview. You still standing by that?
Oh, she's not a representative of anyone.
She's on drugs.
Lisa, the article
count.
Said that their strength was oral, not verbal.
Oh, that's right. You misunderstood.
Thank you. Good night. And also tomorrow, Kiefer Sutherland. So that's tomorrow morning's Kevin and Meacham.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal right there. Hey, real quick before we go, another reminder, the 2007 K-Rock Calendar and New Rock CD is available right now. All you have to do, get ready, Mike, is go to your participating Best Buy.
Best Buy?
That's right. It's only $10.67, and all the K-Rock DJs are going to be appearing Saturday at noon at the Best Buy at the Marketplace in Tustin. We'll be signing calendars. There's also a free show from not only Deftones, but also the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
All the details are available at krock.com. It's KROQ FM passing Los Angeles. Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop KROQ. New music from My Chemical Romance. Also, we'll play some Muse, Jimmy Eat World, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blur, and more after this on KROQ.